real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news. Today.
I am your host, Alex Jones, and I come to you with absolutely horrible news. But what is positive as we enter the 150th day of this expansion of a new world war that we're already deep into, is I bring you this terrible information. The good news is we bring you this not because we're helpless, but because we have truth and justice and history on our side. And the fourth turning's here. There's a global awakening of the population. And elites always try to have giant wars when this happens. It's their go-to. Elon Musk's been warning of this. I have many others. It was the topic a few years ago at the World Government Summit in Dubai. Could they bypass a reset with a new world war? They tried to use COVID as a reset, but people rejected that, and that was good as well. So here's the news. The story was posted at AlexJonesLive.com yesterday. It's in the Army Times. It's on the official Pentagon and Selective Service website. Let's put the article on screen, and then let's go through each link in it, show people the Selective Service website, show them the Pentagon website, show them the announcement. Because even when we posted all this yesterday, people had trouble believing it because it's so shocking. But there's links all there. This is all true. President Trump has ordered the Pentagon, the Selective Service, to put out bids and has given them 3 weeks for AI companies, big tech, to have a plan to implement the draft, that is to enforce it, within 3 weeks. Last year, Trump expanded previous expansions on the Selective Service to make it automatic, whether you like it or not. Yes, it's the law. You're a man. When you hit 16 to get a driver's license, you're supposed to register for it. But now it's for everybody, and you cannot opt out of it. And they have it set now to basically implement the draft and then have you called up with your draft number. And they're going to say, we broke this months ago, because we had the rumblings from inside the Pentagon, that, oh, well, we're not sure we're going to do it. But we're going to have it primed and ready, but have you already drafted and ready to be called up off your smartphone. And you saw the neocon that Israel installed in Kentucky. We played his speeches a few months ago where he said, sure, we can call up the draft basically any time, but we need to go ahead and implement the draft now. And it had everybody through basic training and then be on standby because we've got to have a full war in the Middle East. And it's going to take at least 500,000 troops. And we have Mark Levin, who is the mouthpiece of Netanyahu and Trump's brain, we have a clip of him saying that Trump sent in 400,000 troops into Iraq and that it took 40-something minutes and that Iran will take 50-something minutes. I, in fact, played that clip yesterday. We have that again for you. They're also talking about using nuclear weapons. So I'm going to say this again. Here's the headline at AlexJonesLive.com. We posted it on X at Real Alex Jones, and it's at many other sites need to share it. So we have the best article on this, the one that went viral, because it has all the links in it. People didn't even believe it on the Army Times website. Trump admin gives vendors under 3 weeks to create computer simulation models for the military draft. And you read the order that is the first link right there, published a request that says to implement the draft. So we'll come back and show you that document that's the first link right there, and more.
God-given freedom. We're live on AlexJonesLive.com, and if you want to fight, you've got one. Yeah!
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, July 28th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. You're going to want to take the live feeds right now at alexjoneslive.com/show, at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive, at X, at RealAlexJones, and share them like your future depends on it, because we can stop this together. So Trump last year got legislation passed to make the Selective Service mandatory and to raise the age of conscription to 42 from 35. It also makes it the law that computers will automatically register you into the draft when you get a driver's license or when you turn 18, whichever one happens first. We can show you those laws. That's on record. People find this so unbelievable that they just live in denial. Now, yesterday, they published on the Federal Register, under orders from President Trump via the Pentagon and Selective Service, vendors that have been given less than a three-week window, AI companies, to compete for the contract to implement those provisions of the law and to prepare for national conscription for the full invasion, ground invasion of Iran. Now, that's one big component of this. The other big component is we're not going to be indentured servants to Israel and to the globalists for this insane war. The Pentagon has told Trump, do not launch this war, that the mullahs wouldn't fall. They have set a ground invasion. It will be the biggest bloodbath ever. Will make Vietnam look like a walk in the park. This is beyond a disaster. And so I said, if Trump continues to talk about nuking Iran, killing their whole culture in one day, never to return, a giant glowing crater, that's nukes, and his surrogates were all calling for nukes, Israel and Lindsey Graham at the time, and, of course, Mark Levin, the mouth of Sauron. I said, we need a 25th Amendment him. If he continues that, the next day he came out and said, I don't mean nuke them. Let's make a deal. I said, okay. Maybe he got shaken back into his sanity. And he did hear what I had to say because he attacked me and called me low IQ and much stuff, which is great. That means, you know, we're getting his attention. What's insane and megalomaniacal is what Netanyahu is trying to get us into. So I am saying right now, 100% clearly, that if Trump tries to implement the draft, which he's doing, but if they actually put the AI in and notice everybody that, okay, you're in the draft now, and then they're saying, according to their previous neocon statements this year, including the guy Israel installed in Kentucky, he said, we've got to go ahead and implement the law that Trump passed last year, and we've got to go ahead and get them ready for the draft, and we need to go ahead and have everybody go through basic training, because we're going to have to go to total war. We need at least 500,000 troops. That's 500,000 troops, ladies and gentlemen, to be fed into the meat grinder. You've seen all the conscription. We can roll some B-roll of that in case you missed it, of what's happening in Ukraine. New footage out of them surrounding cars and dragging fathers away from their children and taking them off to be at the front lines, and all they do is absorb Russian artillery and drones, and they use the people as bait, as literal cannon fodder, meaning feeding them the cannons, is the old term from World War I, to then get targeting on where the Russians are. So humans are now just decoys for the robot wars that we're now in. Skynet is here. So I am calling for Trump to clarify that there will not be a national draft, though he can't do that. That's what he's doing. I called for Trump a few months ago to clarify that he's not for the NDAA, Section 219, that's passed the House, to merge our military and intelligence with the Israelis. He did not clarify and, in fact, supported that. And I believe that is an impeachable offense. And also, I think it shows insanity. So 25th Amendment. But what completely shows it is trying to implement a draft and ignore the Pentagon's own reports that this will be a giant bloodbath and a huge failure. The Iranians are begging for us to do a ground invasion. Then all our high-tech weapons that are like we're Martians and they're, you know, little humans being bombed, or we're a kid with a magnifying glass and the sun burning ants, or, you know, pulling insects' legs off like we're Jeffrey Dahmer. We're going to have to get down there on the ground at point blank range. You've heard Marines call in and talk about fighting to some of these Iranian trained people in Fallujah. So this is a whole other ball of wax. These are as bad as North Koreans or Russians. Okay. And a lot of you are like, well, we're tough. We're Americans. We can handle it. Like Lindsey Graham said, hey, there's only 2,500 Marines and 10,000 Army troops a few months ago. You want to invade, Strait of Hormuz, you know, it'll take hundreds of thousands of troops, Pentagon says. He goes, I believe in our Marines. Took 110,000 Marines and sailors to take Iwo Jima, just one island. We lost 23,000 troops fighting 24,000 Japanese, and it took a month. Look it up. Look it up. We dropped 7.6 million bombs over 11 years on Vietnam, and we lost. We only dropped 50,000 bombs on the Iranians. But like Graham said, boy, Trump loves to blow stuff up. We have new clips from the same documentary that the Wall Street Journal is doing and set to release of Graham on the phone days in saying he believed they would fall in days or weeks guaranteed, which we've been told he told Trump and so did Netanyahu from information leaked to Axios. Now it's all confirmed. They were wrong. We were right. They ignored the Pentagon. And even the IDF told Trump, you're not going to get regime change. This is just going to sow chaos. And now you have the Israeli finance minister saying, we want chaos. We want America fighting and dying for us. This is, quote, what an ideal situation. So we're about to have a national draft implemented for total war and expansion of the new world war we're in a proxy war with Russia, China, through Ukraine and Iran. And now it's not just the Ukrainians as a proxy for NATO and the U.S. Now the U.S. is a proxy for Israel, for the greater Israel project. So I don't think anybody can deny that we have the madness of King George III, who thought he could beat the colonies. And then, of course, by the end, he finally, you know, got removed of fears after the war was over. He's totally insane. And Trump's going to get us all killed. And he's been totally erratic and half-baked on this whole thing. And the mullahs didn't fall. And so the next move, as I've warned and Joe Kent's warned, will be to escalate. And then when a whole bunch of our troops get killed, I mean tens of thousands, conservatively, the Pentagon's estimating, and the Iranians are overrunning us, it'll then be time to use nuclear weapons. And that's the threat escalation ladder. We know what comes next in this. That's how we keep predicting everything with precision, because all of this has been war-gamed. Eastern Europe war, Iran war, nothing other than China and North Korea. Those are the top war-game things. War with China, war with North Korea both, war with Russia and Eastern Europe, and war in the Middle East with Iran. And then, of course, submarine-launched nuke attacks. That's all been war-game as well, but those are just weapon against weapon systems, not the actual geopolitical situation. So this is totally war-gamed, up one side and down the other by everybody. This is a total disaster. We have been sleepwalking to total war. The globalists above it want this as the Great Reset. Trump admin gives vendors under 3 weeks to create computer simulation models for military draft. Let's read this article. It's got all the links in it to the Pentagon website, Selective Service, the Army Times. It's all here. This is at AlexJonesLive.com. Trump admin gives vendors under 3 weeks to create computer simulation model for military draft. The Trump administration Selective Service system published a request, linked right there, last week asking vendors to create a computer simulation so the agency can test scenarios for a national military draft. They now have 2 weeks left. So we 2 weeks. Military Times reported on the news Friday, noting the readiness simulation project comes as the U.S. government is about to change its draft registration system. That law was passed last year. It's implemented right now. President Trump in 2025 signed a law altering the Military Selective Service Act to automatically register men 18 to 26 for the national draft beginning October 1926. And now they've expanded it up to the age of 43 to be able to join. The Selective Service System told Military Times in response to requests for, quote, SSS currently relies on manual analysis, legacy modeling approaches, outdated assumptions, and historical data sets that do not fully reflect modern demographics, communications channels, throughout constraints, or operational readiness conditions. And it goes on to say they are now put out their policy report and request for bids to the AI companies to be able to come in and live time scoop all of your data out of the databases, which going back to Biden 5-6 years ago, they started without warrants using the IRS through all bank account computers to monitor you in live time. So they already have all this. They're just implementing it. And it says computer models will represent the MEPRS military enhanced procedural stations throughout. And it basically says AI will decide who is going to be drafted. I'm sure that's going to be really fair. Vendors have until August 14th to turn in their simulation models. The U.S. Army also expanded its recruiting pool in March, raising the maximum enlisted age from 35 to 42. That was 43. Clearly, it was up to 43, indicating American forces are undermanned and the Pentagon is struggling to recruit. And they're, by the way, they brought back the poison shots, mRNA flu shots now, so they lie about that. They said they were going to stop that. Amid the ongoing Iran war that has no sign of slowing down except it's expanding anytime soon and the attempt to integrate the Israel military with U.S. forces, the government's game planning of national draft is unsettling to say the least. We've got our video reports and breakdowns. We predict it all right there below. You might want to share our article because unlike the Army, Military Times, the Army and all the rest of it, we give you context and background and interviews and predictions months ago that indeed this is all about to kick in for the ground war. And back on March 1st, I did that special 3-hour live Saturday show. I walked through everything that would happen and that if Trump didn't get sense and pull back, it would then mean ground invasion and the implementation of the national draft that is now under the law implemented. It's now there. Now they have to begin the actual draft. But the national draft is established and passed and back, and now they have to pull the trigger. So the gun is loaded and aimed. Now they just have to pull the trigger, and they want to pull the trigger with AI to direct all of this. So total war, massive expansion. This is completely illegal, unbelievably dangerous. You can have a law that black people aren't humans or two-thirds human. I say it's illegal. Hitler could pass laws that he could take people's property and throw them in a camp. I say it's illegal according to God's law. So they can pass laws all day long and they can have their illegal wars. This is pure garbage. We have the War Powers Act that when we go to war, Congress is supposed to vote on it and supposed to declare war. And the president executes. But we've tried to pull down this war in the last 150 days, what, 3 times, and the Congress has failed. They voted last Friday, to try to implement the War Powers Act, and it failed by 3 votes. So by that measure, it is illegal under the Constitution. This is an illegal, undeclared war, and it's a war when it's costing $2 billion plus a day, and they're having to get the national draft ready, and the president's talking about nuclear weapons, okay, and invading a country of 93 million people that has a million-plus person army. Trump keeps saying all their missiles have been destroyed. You see, that's not true. And now Russia and China are giving him targeting information, just like we give Ukraine target information on Russia. There's over 100,000 North Korean troops fighting in Ukraine now. That's been going on for over a year and a half. This is a world war, folks. And you look up from Ukraine and that 500 kilometers right down to Iran, to the end of Iran, 700 kilometers, and it's just explosions and death and war in those maps. Refineries, pipelines, cables, ships, bases. Almost all of our radar has been destroyed. And these are billion-dollar radars. That's why the missiles are coming through, more than just the Russians and Chinese giving up satellite targeting data. We're running out of ammunition. And so just like the EU is unelected, the EU Commission, they said, we're going to use war to stay in power. This is the last refuge of tyrants. When they lose control, as Gerald Celente says, they take you to war. And this is where we're going. We're being sleptwalked into this by design. You've heard all the military callers, so smart. Call in and say, absolutely, Trump is preparing us. And when you saw Trump say, hey, Vietnam lasted 19 years. He said that like 5 or 6 times last month. They go, how long will this war? And he goes, I don't know. Vietnam was 19 years. It wasn't, folks. It was 11 from the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution 64, but just whatever. The point is, he's like, 19 years, you know, and 58,000, it's worth it. You know, we have lots of, and of course, it's wrecking the economy, all of it. So here's the deal. We all, former Trump supporters, we can still support good people in his administration, RFK Jr. and stuff. We can still say, you know, we're not for the Democrats. We need to spend time on them and all their evil and what they've got planned and packing the Supreme Court and shutting down private grocery stores and government-run grocery stores and Mondami's advisors admitting we want to bankrupt small businesses and we want the state to be the monopoly and they want to open the borders and flood us and they want to cut our sons' genitals off and our daughters, cut them up. We need to spend time on them. But front and center is Trump and the neocons and the Israel firsters conducting a coup over our country and over our Congress to force us into total war for greater Israel. With a country of 93 million, with all those incredible weapons, 4,500 square miles, Gaza was 140 square miles. It took Israel years and years and massive death and $40-something million in bombs to only get partial control of. And the Iranian troops are way better than Hamas. I mean, I'd say 5 times better. They're some of the best soldiers out there. And they are, I put out video of the first training of MMA class for like 13-year-old boys, and the guy is punching them in the face. And people say, well, they're brain damaged now. You know, these Iranians are wimps and idiots. No, on the first day, he's finding out who's tough and who isn't. He's already finding out who's been in fights. He's already finding out who can take a punch. He's not hitting them that hard, but he's giving them, you know, pretty good hits. What do you think the Marines used to do until they watered their stuff down 30 years ago? Exact same stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Exact same stuff to find out who's who. That's actually what you would do on the, what do you think our military, what do you think the Army used to do? So it's finding out who's who right up front. You don't find that out until you punch somebody in the face. Okay? So this is the real world. And they're like, oh God, you love the Iranians. You're a wimp. Yeah, right. The point is they use their little kids to go out and dig for mines when they fought the U.S. proxy war with Iraq in the 80s. Millions died. They used 10-year-old kids. You go, oh, they're barbarous. They're scum. Yeah, they're totally committed. That's who we're about to ground war with, okay? And you're going to be fighting 12-year-old boys with rocket launchers at point-blank range. Okay? And our Marines are tough, and our Army's tough, and so are they. And Israel has already said they're not going to put any troops in. Just type in, Israel will not join U.S. in ground war that Israel is demanding. I'm going to say that again. Israel will not send in troops to Iran. They are going to send us in. It is an ideal situation, said their finance minister last week. Played it about 10 times on air. Okay? So Trump got conned into this. He has lost his mind or he is evil. I don't know. He knows behind the scenes that this is a disaster, but it's all about face saving. He may be getting a draft ready to, he thinks, scare the Iranians. Oh no, don't send in your ground troops. They're dug in. They're waiting. They are literally sitting there. I would imagine a lot of the Iranian officers are probably masturbating to this right now. I mean, I'm not being gross. I mean, I'm serious. Okay, I mean, they are salivating that they're with their small arms, with their artillery, with their hand grenades, with their mortars, with their weapons, with their booby traps, with their mines. These people love it. They are like foaming at the mouth, like starving hyenas. Okay. Just waiting for the troops to land on those beaches. They cannot wait. This is the greatest thing since sliced bread to them. Okay. And that's where we are. So this is unspeakably evil. This is unspeakably bad. We must stop this. We must stand against this. If you just tuned in, they're preparing the national draft. It's already implemented and ready by law to be implemented, automatic computerized in the law. Now they're giving the bids out by the 14th of August to begin deciding with AI who is automatically registered into it, and they're preparing to implement it and conscript you. And let's put up some footage of Ukrainian conscription, because this is the model. NATO having a war with Russia, fighting to the last Ukrainian, fighting to the last Ukrainian. So those images you see in Ukraine, I guess we'll go to break and come back to that. Those images you see in Ukraine, that is what they have planned for all of us. That is what they want. Now here's the deal. We've got a bunch of huge guests on the show today, and we'll get into all the topics they want to raise, but these are also really smart people. Kyle Serafin's on next hour to get in to no prosecutions against the deep state. As he predicted, Cashtel now in a lot of trouble, but that's a side issue now. We'll get some information on him. He's a veteran, counterterrorism, former FBI. I'm going to be talking to him about what he thinks we should do about this national draft. We got another huge guest on. We need to bring that up to them as well, because this is the big front and center. This is the big enchilada. How do we stop it? How do we expose it? How do we get out of this war? Well, you put massive pressure on Congress that this is a war. You're violating the law. By the law, when we're in a full war, this is a full war, you're supposed to vote on the war. You're supposed to declare war so that a president can't just sleepwalk us by incrementalism into this. And this, our Constitution is written for where we are now. And impeachment, I don't care how you do it. People say, well, we'll be allied with, you know, idiots like AOC. It doesn't matter. And you watch, once we start actually trying to impeach him, the Democrats are suddenly not going to support it. They act like they're against this war. Most of them are controlled by AIPAC as well. But we have a job to do to expose this and get this out in the open and stop this. And I got to tell you, Rex Jones, my son, is going to be a co-hosting today. He's 23. Charlotte is, what, 22. My middle daughter is 18. And then my little daughter is 9 now. My youngest. I have 3 children. And by the way, they're saying they're going to draft women under this because we're liberal now. Women get to die too. Just like in Europe, a whole bunch of their countries have now passed the draft. Now they want an EU-wide one. Germany's passed regulations where military-age men can't get out of the country without special dispensation. This is all being prepared. Everything you see in Europe is coming here. This is a global situation. New Zealand, Australia, they've all, Europe, the UK have all put in the same laws. Conscription being prepared with AI computers. It's all unified, just like with COVID. It's all unified, ladies and gentlemen, just like with COVID. The same law, the same regulations, the same names. Just like they paid from Australia to the U.S., $53,000, the equivalent, for anybody put on a ventilator, they killed. It's all a bounty. QR codes you get in a restaurant, same thing. It's global. This is being globally implemented. We've got to stop the implementation of conscription. We've got to say no. And civil disobedience is coming. What are you going to do to fight this? We'll be back. Share the live feed right now. Your future depends on it. Real Alex Jones on that. Share it now, 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 now. Share it now. We're going to stop this. Tell you something right now that is one of the most, if not the most important things I've ever talked about on air. And I want you to really listen to me. And I want you to get a pen and paper out of your iPhone, out of your Droid, and type this into your notes. And I want you at lunch today or tonight or right now to just go to any search engine you want and type in 2 different names, 2 different words, okay? 2 different drugs that have won Nobel Prizes, you name it, that people don't want you to know about. And one of those is ivermectin that everybody knows about. The other one that most people still don't know about is mebendazole. If you do the research, then it's important to understand that you need to get it from a pharmacy. You need to get it from a doctor. And we have a sponsor, and that's, of course, Bigly. And they went and they used the same service as, you know, the big web, RXs, and great people we've used that have been sponsors in the past. But this is Bigly doing it. And the key is it's real, it's pharmaceutical, and it is a very low price. People are selling knockoffs of it online without a prescription, and a lot of it's fake or a lot of it's watered down and adulterated. Because I did a regimen a couple years ago of mebendazole. We'll put that on screen. That's how you spell it right there. Mebendazole. And it didn't have any effect. I bought it off of Amazon. And then I did more research, and they said most of that stuff's fake. So I went, and I got it from a doctor, and it was incredible. And my own medical doctor owns clinics all over the state of Texas had already been pushing it on me for years, and I just never done it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get the two in a combo the ivermectin and the methimazole together, and they work synergistically together. It is certified and known, both of them, as incredible anti-parasite. Just search the term ivermectin, methimazole, and just put in study and do your own research and see what the system has been suppressing about this. And this is something, in my view, talk to your physician, and when you go to the website, it's, you know, online pharmacy, and they've got nurses, doctors, all of it. And then you get the prescription. It's very, very easy to do. And I would recommend to talk to your doctors. My own personal opinion, what I do for myself is twice a year, I take a regimen of ivermectin and methimazole. And it is incredible. People ask why I look so young while I'm healthy. Well, it's a cocktail of things. It's the ivermectin. It's the methimazole that I take about twice a year as a regimen. Some people, my medical doctor says, take a little bit of ivermectin every week, but I tend to forget to do that. She's literally just says take like two pills a week as a supplemental. That's what my medical doctor tells me. You get your own medical doctor tell you what you want. But the big thing they say is a couple times a year, a big dose, a big regimen. You talk to your physicians. You talk to the folks in the online pharmacy. Let me put it on screen for you. 1776RX, just 1776RX.health. This is one of the most important things you'll ever do, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the system trying to suppress this information, it's getting out everywhere. So do your own research. This is revolutionary. This is so important. 1776, just the numbers. 1776RX.health. Those are the coordinates, and it's a win-win to fund our operation and what we're doing. Take action now. The most important decision you'll ever make, 1776RX.health, and get your ivermectin, methimazole right now, ladies and gentlemen. But whatever you do, go to thealexjonesstore.com. These are incredible products. All these things work. They don't have sexy names. Irish sea moss, Shilajit, bovine colostrum. Oh, research bovine colostrum and then find out we have the best. Oh, research Irish sea moss. We have the best. Research Shilajit. We have the best. We just bring you things the bad guys don't want you to know about at thealexjonesstore.com and, of course, at 1776RX.health. Take action now. Thank you so much for your support.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So Trump is preparing to implement a national draft. Europe is already doing it. The Israel First lobby, Greater Israel lobby, has been pushing us to do it. If you just joined us, the Selective Service has been ordered by Trump to prepare by August 14th to have an AI company chosen to implement the national draft. Trump got it passed last year to prepare this and to get this ready. This is total insanity. Before we expand on that, play some key clips, some new Lindsey Graham stuff from the grave, predicting that Iran would fall within weeks with an uprising they were funding. We already knew this from leaks, but now it's all confirmed. And then we'll make more predictions about what's going to happen if we actually have a ground invasion and how we can stop this together. But listen to me. I am listener supported. We need the funds to be able to just stay on air. And I want to expand with more hosts, more reporters, be bigger than we ever were at InfoWars. But I need you to support us and get the incredible products we have at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a huge summer sale going right now. 50% off of things like methylene red capsules and ultimate power that's even better than Turbo Force, credible pre or post workout, 10 hours clean energy. Ultimate power is amazing. A bunch of other stuff is 50% off. That sale's going to end soon at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, ball caps, shirts. Now we've got cool wife beaters, muscle shirts with all sorts of cool sayings on it. It's an adventure to wear these. We have all these new cool shorts, workout shorts, hiking stuff, casual dress shirts, super low prices, quality name brands, really great stuff at thealexjonesstore.com. And we need funds. I know they've wrecked the economy. I know everything's insane, but we're important together to stop the next pandemic, to try to stop these wars, to try to get real patriots elected, to get rid of the neocons. We've gained major beachheads here compared to what we had 30 years ago or 10 years ago. But this is an ongoing fight, and we're listener supported. We're not funded by Qatar, Israel, or any of those groups. I'm not, you know, running around pushing the New World Order agenda. I am fighting hard, and I'm backed by you, and I need you to back me. I'm backing you. We're in this together separately. Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy using the same system that the wellness company uses, partnered with them, but it's Bigley running and our big sponsor. 1776rx.health. We'll put that on screen. 1776rx.health. Just 1776rx.health. Next week, they're going to launch full pharmacy, everything. But right now, when you go online and talk to the nurse or practitioner or doctor, depending on what you are wanting, it's one product we're launching with my decision. And that is ivermectin with minbenzidol in it. Both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. And it doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there, you know, Kennedy with a worm in his brain, all the rest of it, and all these serious things that go undiagnosed. It's amoebas. It's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists, you'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. And this is something that my doctors told me, take a few times a year just as a regimen of a total detox, because anything that's growing fast, anything that's not good, anything that's parasitic, and it's not just little worms and bacteria that could take over your body, this goes after it in a big way. And it's a big, important cleanse to take. Talk to your physician before. You'll be talking to one, or at least nurse and doctors, when you go to this. This is professional, 1776rx.health. Now, my medical doctor told me like 5-6 years ago, whatever it was, he said, yeah, you should do a regimen a couple times a year of ivermectin and benzidol, even before COVID. So it's about 7 years ago. Yeah, it was the same time he told me to do methylene blue, but I got it off Amazon, so it wasn't as good. I was like, yeah, this isn't that good. Once I got our medical grade, I'm like, oh my God, that's what everybody's talking about. And that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. So I got it off, same thing, got it online, wasn't a prescription, didn't do the same thing as when I got prescription minbenzidol. Now I'm taking, starting next week, when I get back, the ivermectin with the minbenzidol in the same pill, and they, in the studies, have this incredible supercharging effect. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. But if you have chronic fatigue, all that stuff, talk to your physician, talk to your healthcare provider, talk to these folks when you go to 1776rx.health, professional full pharmacy. They already have the full suite, but we're doing this first. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health. We need your support. We only sell you things that empower you. We have the incredible highest level shower heads, with the studies posted by third-party, you know, top scientific firms, that these are the very best shower filters that cut out the most garbage of any system out there. They have the happy little straight frog, tree frog on them, and you absorb the stuff through the skin, you breathe it into your lungs. It's so important. You can also hook it up to your bathtub with an adapter, but it takes seconds to screw on to the normal shower adapter, you know, system. It's just a normal shower screw-on. Just unscrew it, screw it on. For the bath, everybody has different size nozzles. You got to know the type you have for your bath. Go to Ace or wherever, get the adapter for that to a standard shower head, put it on for your bath. Really, really important for yourself and your children with all the gender bending chemicals, the forever chemicals, the rest of it. Get the shower heads. Support the broadcast while supporting yourself and your own health. Now, get the collectible coins, very close to selling out the 250 anniversary. We cannot do this without you. We need your support. These are incredible products that will change your life. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. We all lose out if you don't decide. Those of you on the fence have never supported us. Take action now. Who's fighting this total war? Who predicted all this? Who's fighting the pandemics? Who was right about them cooking up the virus before anybody else? We were. We know what we're talking about. That's why the bad guys want us off the air. When you support this broadcast by spreading the articles and videos and the URL, alexjoneslive.com, when you share the live feeds from Alex Jones on X and on rumble.com/AlexJonesShowLive, when you you do that, it changes the world. I salute you and I thank you. And I ask all of you now, take action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel anytime. One click for free. Every time you get charged $30 once a month, $40 is put in your account profile instantly to spend. So you make 10 additional dollars right there. If you're buying anything, you should be a VIP. And you get special deals, special offers, and bigger sales on everything. So I want to thank all the VIPs and encourage anybody who's going to get anything on the site to be a VIP with one click at thealexjonesstore.com. But definitely get the ivermectin, minbenzidol, antiviral super system right now at the online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. Don't procrastinate. Take a life in your hands. Take your destiny in your hands and use the tools God's given us to protect yourself and your family right now at 1776rx.health and thealexjonesstore.com. Now, I'm going to bring Rex in here in a moment, my son. Rex has been off and on hosting and doing reports since he was 10 years old. Now he's 23, doing an excellent job at hosting his own show for years. And he's gotten up to, you know, it's always been great, but he's really gotten even better. So now we've got him here with, at the moment that I said, well, he's good enough to host the show. And he is now. And now that he's been hosting a lot, he's getting even better. And just, we're really proud of Rex. It's going to be great having him here with us off and on throughout the week with all the special guests we've got coming up as well. But let's go ahead now and go to, Professor Zhang a few months ago. We also had him on the show to talk about this, predicting they would implement the draft in the next few months. And now we're a few months later, and they're getting ready to do it. He certainly was right there. And then I want to dovetail that back-to-back with Lindsey Graham in a new documentary, excerpts coming out from Wall Street Journal. CNN has stuff behind the scenes coming out in the first days of the war, 150 days ago. Him saying, oh, he thought the uprising would happen and it was going to fall. We got this from leaks in the White House. Now it's all confirmed out of his mouth. We've also got other Lindsey Graham clips. So let's play 39, 40, and 16. We also have the clip where Trump talks about he just loves to blow stuff up. Lindsey Graham, boy, we sure got him in total war. This is the best thing I ever did. This is truly megalomaniacal. And now they're gearing up national conscription for your sons and your daughters. Here's the clips.
But America has always had a draft, but for the longest time, it didn't really care whether or not you actually signed up for the draft. And starting in December, participation in the draft will be automatic, meaning that if you're between 18 to 24 in America and you're male, you'll be automatically put into the draft system.
From when?
I mean, from December.
This year?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
So between the age of 18 and 25, you think, and what does that really mean? Well, I've not really experienced that in my lifetime. So it means that if you're between the age of 18 and 24, either gender?
No, male.
Male, then you have to sign up for the army.
No, you already put into a draft.
Oh, you're already, okay, but you might be called upon.
That's right, it's a lottery system.
Is able to deliver. Well, to be honest with you, I think about 3 to 4 weeks, we should have them in a spot where they start losing control of some cities. And what we're trying to do is just get a few cities to fall in the next month, get the Arabs more openly involved tomorrow or by the end of the week, and just have almost irreversible momentum.
Do you have it on speaker, Ryan?
Yep, we're good.
Okay. All right. Connecting you now.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, baby, Lindsey.
Hey, Lindsey. How are you?
I couldn't. I'm just so impressed. Glad to be your friend.
I'm glad you are my friend.
I'm going to meet with the president this weekend. I'm going down to Doral. I'm going to try to get him to join with y'all in Lebanon to maybe fly some with you. Would you like that?
Yeah, I get that. I think you have a point, but I've been thinking about the other side of it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concentrating right now on Iran. If we tell Hezbollah that we're going all the way, we threaten them. But if we actually do it,
okay,
then they have no reason not to go all the way against us. And right
okay.
now, that's not our interest.
Okay.
We can do it later.
Well, that's actually good counsel. I'll put it out there as an idea. We can always go back to it. Iran, he's letting his thing slip away. We had him on the ropes, and his indecision is coming back to hurt us. And I got to go talk to him, you know. Open up the straits, keep the pressure on, unleash Israel to hurt him, and maybe you'll get a better deal. But the big deal, Saudi Israel, you went with me. That's the big prize, and that can't happen until Israel and Saudi believe Iran can't be an upheaval force. that they have been put in a box. And here's the good news. MBS and BB have two things in common. They owe Trump a lot, like Trump, but they're afraid of Trump. And Trump is the first president who doesn't hold back when it comes to Israel. I mean, I think he's going a bit too far, but he will dress BB down in a way that no other Republican president has ever done. That gives him some credibility in the Arab world. And I'm going to exploit that this is the party of Trump. And what I'm trying to do is prove that isolationism is an outlier in our party. So this was a referendum on isolationism versus Lindsey Graham, MAGA Trump.
All right, incredible clips. Let's unpack those. So, yes, the draft goes into December, but the law is actually already in place. So now they're setting the AI up by the 14th of next month, August. So the AI then decides who's drafted. Absolutely insane. They're going to total war. Remember, 3 weeks ago, Axios, leaked by Trump, said he's leaning towards ground troops. Now we see troops surging. When I went on this vacation, when I was flying out of Austin and there's other airports, I just saw troops everywhere. With their bags, you know, in their plain clothes, with their patches and stuff, mainly Army, going to the Middle East. I talked to a lot of them. A lot of them had patches of what country they were going to. It was mainly Jordan. So this is all happening. And then you have him saying, you know, first in the video we played yesterday, Graham's like, oh yeah, it'll just take a few days. It's going to be great. Trump loves blowing stuff up. Then it's all, we just need a month or so. We need a few cities. We need an uprising. And then you see the most important clip, Netanyahu. He's like, hey, we want to help you take all of Lebanon. He goes, well, we don't want them to know we're taking all of Lebanon, or they'll actually fight us everything they've got. We want to basically sucker punch them. We want to sleepwalk everybody in. We don't want Iran or Lebanon to know we plan to take it all. Now, Ben-Gvir has since said that, and we're going to, quote, kill everybody and burn it all down, and it's all ours. And their other ministers have said that as well. So you could see this happening 100-something days ago. Let's keep it secret from the public. And you've got the Wall Street Journal and CNN being told, don't put this out till later. We want documentaries made about what we did, showing the behind the scenes. Obviously, Netanyahu knew there were cameras there. And then they have an embargo on that information. It wasn't supposed to come out until we won the war, so they could have Wall Street Journal and CNN specials about how the great neocons won the war, how isolationism was defeated, and the referendum on isolationism and, you know, Trump being anti-war is all discredited now, and he's a wartime president, and isn't it great? Instead, 150 days later, Trump is at a 30% approval rating. He was at 57 a year ago. The oil and gas and energy has totally exploded. We're set to lose the midterms. And now Trump, in the threat escalation ladder, doubling down with the mass troop surge. I mean, I'm standing there at 7 a.m. at the Austin-Bergstrom Airport, going to check luggage with my daughters I went on vacation with, and it's nothing but Army troops, men, women, you name it. And you know, they all got their Army tattoos, their backpacks. They got their big Army bags, you know, their big tan bags. People are saying, thank you for your service. I'm talking to them. They're like, yeah, you know where we're going. Yeah, Middle East. Well, Alex, I'm a listener. I can't say. I'm like, we got a sticker. You got a patch on the back of your deal. It's the Jordan. Well, yeah. So that's what's going on. And then I made a connecting flight, and it was the same thing. I made a connecting flight in a major city, and it was just troops everywhere. You know? And I'm at restaurants, troops, bar, troops, in line, troops. And they were all going to the Middle East. So Middle East. And then when I got to where I was going, I was watching people coming into the airport, and you know what they were? They were soldiers. I've never seen this. Never. I probably wasn't paying attention back during, well, it was 2003 and, you know, 1990. If I'd been to the airport, I'm sure I would have seen the same thing. But that's human intel. It's not just them admitting they're surging, not just admitting they're preparing ground invasion, not just admitting they're getting the draft ready to be implemented, executed. You can see it with your eyeballs. Let's bring in my son, Rex Jones, who's co-hosting with me today. Rex, you were making some good points during the break. I hope you'll repeat about this is why we were told that MAGA, that was anti-war, yes, and pro-liberty, We're not MAGA. No, all the Never Trumpers, Lindsey Graham and Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro, they are MAGA. And Trump told us they are MAGA now. And Trump doesn't care about the average plight, he said, of Americans. I don't care about anybody who's having financial problems. I care about war. I'm not worried about Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, or daycare. I'm worried. There's no inflation. There's no affordability crisis. Mark Mitchell, a year ago, went and warned the White House. They saw my show. J.D. Vance brought him there to meet the president. He just blew it off. And then Mark Mitchell got told by Rasmussen, don't do interviews anymore and don't tell the president this. And he left. And he was on yesterday. So that's the level of them trying to put Trump in a bubble. You heard Lindsey Graham. Oh, I've got to get back over. And he's hesitating again. I got to get him back in the war. So all these same people, other than Graham, who's dead now, his funeral today, all these people, we need to cover that. Big war council. You got Zelensky and Netanyahu coming to town. You got Zelensky saying he's going to show evidence. Russians are helping the Iranians. They're all here to accelerate this giant war. Rex Jones.
Yeah, it's like a giant mafia funeral, right? It reminds me of The Sopranos. That's where the real deals get done and the real hits get set out, ordered, and made. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about Netanyahu and Zelensky visiting, and I do want to get into that with you. This is why I am so grateful and proud that we are an anti-war network and that I was raised in an anti-war environment, because it was unacceptable then. It's unacceptable now. And that's why our position, the position of this network and the guests that we have on and many other credible journalists, intel agents, people like Larry Johnson, you name it, is that this is a complete betrayal of the Trump platform. This is a complete betrayal of the Trump recovery. And the same people who will make excuses for it, call it limited strikes, it's a war, but it's not a war. That's been going on for 47 years. It needs to go on for another 20 years as well, but it's not a war. At the same time, the people pushing that at a certain point are going to realize that they can't ever talk about politics again. I think that's coming very, very soon. I'm 23 years old. I see a lot of these people age 45, 50 plus talking about how this isn't a conflict, talking about how we have to support Trump at all costs because the Democrats are so much worse. Here's what I'd say. You want to talk about a ready-made campaign ad for the midterms? How about that coffin coming home? You know, how about those coffins, plural, coming home? How about the four Americans that just died? Tyler, Sarah, Angel, and Michael, that Trump now says didn't die in the Iran war. I mean, you want to talk about dishonor. You want to talk about someone betraying the troops. That's what Trump is doing by saying that. And we all know we're at full war. We all know it's a full conflict. That's what I think, Dad.
Well, you're absolutely right, Rex. And let's just remember this. Ben Shapiro, when they put over $1 billion of Israeli money on record into his Daily Wire, did become one of the top shows, the top three or four for a few years. His average YouTube videos had about 2 million views apiece. His average video, his average report has about 5,000 on his own channel. Now, when we play it or others expose it, he gets millions of views, but that's hate. Like when I talked to Brian Stelter once on the phone, when I was with Tucker Carlson, we called him up and I said, you know, your show had no ratings except when we attacked you on our shows. You're a big star as a clown. And so Shapiro goes from 2 million, you can look it up, 2 or 3 years ago, 2 million per video on average. And then it goes down, 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 down. And there's graphs that show this. And now it's flatlined at the bottom. You have to blow the graph up just to even see it. It looks like it just goes away. So it goes, so they are throwing themselves on their own swords because they're kamikazes.
Well, they don't care.
They are throwing themselves on their, exactly. They have a mission to get us into total war. That is their plan. They've basically done it. They're merging with our military and intelligence. This is a coup. This is total insanity. Meanwhile, we got the Chi-Coms to deal with. We got big tech. We got the data centers. You know, it's great that Trump at least shut down the border. The deportations aren't good enough. It's painful to have to be focused on this, but the number one threat is them dragging us into total war, which is on the threat escalation ladder. You've got Joe Kent, I think coming on the War Room tomorrow, who's totally vindicated. And is Trump thank Joe Kent? Does Trump thank Tulsi Gabbard? Does Trump thank General Kane, who he's kept on, the chairman that told him don't do it? Does he? No, you never hear him praise him anymore. They fired him out of the army because he didn't agree with this and said it was insane when they wanted to get a ground invasion. Trump's yelled at the admirals who won't put their ships in the strait where they can all be sunk. This is the reality of this. And so all the never Trumpers that hated Trump and that lied to him, they're better than ever. They're wonderful because they're saying Trump was right. And all of us that knew we were talking about and predicted all of this, we're bad.
Here's
so
the thing.
I see there.
Here's the thing. Our love comes cheap, Dad. That's why he doesn't care about it. He has a pathological need to be liked by the people that hate him. And, you know, we genuinely cared. We believed in the platform. We believed in the truth. That's why I supported Trump in 2016 and then again in 2024, right? I pulled the cross out of my shirt and told people to vote for him the night the assassination attempt happened in Butler because I genuinely believe they wanted to kill him because he was pro-peace, anti-war. That was my position. I 100% believe that, and I was motivated. I felt in that moment by God to do that. And I look back at what's happened now. It's a complete and utter and total betrayal. It's not
well,
our
but
fault.
Let's be clear. Let's be clear. The left says, oh, you were wrong to support him for 10 years. You're an idiot. No, he was way better. We got a lot good done.
Sure.
He was a beachhead. And it isn't about, oh, we're good. We didn't make a mistake. It's about history. It's about what happened. The point is, with the Epstein files in June of last year, and the cover-up that was decided to happen when Elon left, that's when he decided to join with the dark side completely. So it's like Obi-Wan Kenobi's telling Luke, what happened to your father? Well, he was killed by my apprentice. He was killed by a pupil of mine, Darth Vader. And later he finds out, well, technically, no, his dad wasn't dead. But Obi-Wan says, you know, you have to understand, he became a new person. He became a new identity, new name. He literally died inside. So the point is, Trump, for whatever he was before, got a lot of good done, but now we have to admit he is now Darth Vader. But separate from that, we have to contain him, we have to deal with him, and then deal with the Democrats, who when they get in will be an even bigger threat. But the reality is Trump is the main current threat we're facing right now. This war could potentially end the planet. It's definitely killing the economy in the midterms, and it's going to get a bunch of people killed, even more if we go to full war. Understand, folks, there's a normalcy bias. This isn't like Iraq or Afghanistan or Vietnam. This is way worse. The Pentagon's own reports, Trump has been absolutely conned by Netanyahu and Lindsey Graham and others. You heard them bragging how they brainwash him. And so, but the good news is everybody from Laura Ingraham to Glenn Beck to Bill O'Reilly have told Trump he needs to stop the war now. Beck did it real nice. Like, boy, you were right. You kept prices down some, but now you can't. The oil reserve's gone, so you better end this right now or it's a total disaster, Trump. But boy, you're a genius. He's trying to actually get Trump to listen. That's the psychology that works, I think. But Bill O'Reilly, everybody else is saying, Trump, you're making big mistakes in the war now because they understand it's not winnable. Like I said back on March 1st, if you could hit a button and send the mullahs, you know, to the Phantom Zone or Mars, I'd do it. But it isn't going to work. And then Israel, it's not just get rid of the mullahs. Israel wants this with conflict and division to keep expanding and wants us to backstop their greater Israel project. Now they want to attack Turkey. Now they want to attack Egypt. And then there's Netanyahu's saying it. This is crazy. We'll be right back with hour number two. Rex Jones, Kyle Serafin, Mike Adams, and so much more. Share those live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X and tell folks about those local AM and FM stations. And please support us. Get the very best products at thealexjonesstore.com. When the deep state removed Richard Nixon back in 1974, he had the highest approval rating of any president since they started doing approval ratings in the last 100-plus years. And so now there's this rediscovery of Nixon, and he's certainly anti-establishment. So we have an entire line of Nixon 2028 shirts that are extremely triggering to libtards and others. And so many other incredible designs now available at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, visit the site, the very best supplements, amazing methylene blue, the best bovine colostrum, collectible coins, the very best water filtration, highest ratings for showers and for your drinking water. All of it is symbiotic. All of it's a win-win. All of it is great. All of it empowers you and it funds our operation. Please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, share our new news site with the live video feeds, the archive feeds, the videos, the special reports, the articles at alexjoneslive.com. That is the coordinates of the Second American Revolution worldwide at alexjoneslive.com. And follow me on X at Real Alex Jones on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. You're the Paul Revere's. Tell them where the resistance is right now. You've got all the power. When you take action, you're unstoppable. I salute you and I thank you. Now take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. They called me crazy, they called me paranoid, but now they know I was right. Tonight, more conspiracies that turned out to be true on this episode of I Told You So.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
But if you want to find hell with me, I'm going to show you what it's like. Till you're bleeding, I'm not about to see your life. But if you want to find hell with me, I'm going to show you what it's like.
War on corruption, crashing to the lies, and disinformation. I am your host, Alex Jones. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide is alexjoneslive.com. All right, Rex Jones, my great son, riding shotgun with us. When I said earlier, he's hosting the show now because he's gotten good enough. 23, been on the air off and on for 13 years since he was 10, been hosting for years his own show, and he's here because he's doing a great job. So is Harrison Smith. We intend to hire a lot more crew. We intend to expand, but we need your support, your word of mouth, thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we got Kyle Seraphin coming up. I want to talk to him some about geopolitics. He's a veteran, former counterterrorism FBI. You got a bunch of other big subjects with him coming up. Then Mike Adams, what an expert on so many facets, not just an engineer, but geopolitical expert, speaks Chinese, you name it, works over there. He is on target about already what the Strait of Hormuz closure is going to mean. They're talking about $160 a barrel oil, not just $140. This is a huge deal. Strategic oil reserve runs out basically in the next few days. EU's running out. China's running out with their reserves. This is massive. But the big issue is how to stop Trump. And we have to have Congress go for the war powers. They've three times tried to vote war powers. They're supposed to authorize a war. This is a war. They're getting the draft ready. If this isn't a war, nothing's a war. I mean, this is absolutely out of control. And so I'm calling for it right now. 25th Amendment, impeachment, whatever needs to happen to get this front and center, to get control of our country. It's impeachable alone that the president's supporting the NDAA. I agree with Tucker Carlson and all of the people that voted for this. The mergers with the foreign military, it actually says it in Section 219, clear as day, need to be in Nuremberg-style trials. I mean, this is unbelievable. And if you think it's crazy now, imagine what's coming with this. They want us in a total war so they can censor and take our freedoms and nationalize everything and push us aside with AI, total liability, immunity and protection. This is a disaster. We are facing tyranny, but the public's awakening. We've got to come together and transcend left and right, and we have to say no to an expanded war that will definitely destroy the economy, kill a bunch of our troops. They're preparing a massive ground invasion. It's all confirmed. This is going down right now. Rex, what do you think we should do to spotlight this? I'll tell listeners, we're live right now, share a live feed. We're going to cut all this up. You know, breaking, Alex Jones calls for impeachment of President Trump for attempt to re-implement the national draft and launch total ground invasion of Iran. Americans left and right must come together now and demand Congress invoke the war powers and end this war now. The Senate must vote down the NDAA that's already passed the House. We have our action plan. Rex Jones, what do you say?
Well, I mean, they're getting ready right now. All those soldiers you saw at the airport going to Kuwait, Jordan, Israel, other places in the Middle East, they want those soldiers to be used in a ground operation. They're doing the shaping operations for that right now. I've talked to Joe Kent, Anthony Aguilar, special forces operators about this all the time. They want those soldiers to die because then American nationalism will rise. We'll get upset and we'll say, hey, it's time for the draft. We'll accept it. That is where I see all of this going. This is the most dangerous time to be a young person in America in a very, very long period of our history. They want to draft us. They want to kill us in a war manufactured for Israel by Israel. That's what Joe Kent said in his resignation letter. He said that his wife Shannon died in a war manufactured by Israel. We're just in another one of those. Now, I don't know what direction it goes immediately. The escalation ladder, the escalation trap, world-renowned professor and geopolitical analyst Robert Pape talks about this all the time. There are no brakes on this train. And that's why my position, since I covered this at 2 a.m. in the morning when this was all happening on February 28th, March 1st, my position has been stop it now, leave now, take our troops home. And everyone who has made compromises, everyone who's tried to stroke the president's ego, everyone who's tried to be in the in club and hang out at Mar-a-Lago and to go to the parties. Here's the thing. That's like Berlin when it's being bombed by the Russians. That's where you're at. That's where we are. And it's time to wake up from that. We'll see you on the next segment.
I agree. That's like Hitler's bunkers. The Russians come into Berlin. Dead on, Rex Jones. We'll be right back. Stay with us. So many huge guests coming up. Share the live feeds now. Your Paul Revere. Share them now, 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 now.
I see you sitting there on that couch every damn day watching the fight, but never throwing a punch for the cause. We're in the ring for you. Now you get in it for us.
I don't got a lot of money, but I give what I can. These bottles right here, they fuel the fight. Alex is out there swinging for us. Least I can do is swing back. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Of course, we got to have the champ on the show.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two of this live Tuesday, July 28th, 2026 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. President Trump has ordered the Selective Service and Pentagon to prepare a AI bid by the 14th of August to implement the national draft. The law was already passed last year to implement the draft this year. They're openly saying they need hundreds of thousands, 500,000 troops to invade Iran. Joe Kent and many others have said on this show, and I agree with them, that they want to get troops into Kirk Island at first, where they'll be surrounded and killed. Then we'll be told, now we got to go to full ground invasion. That is the plan, putting our pawn out there to be destroyed. It's called a pawn sacrifice. I have three children that are draft age, Rex, who is 23, Charlotte, who's 22, and Georgia, who is 18 now. I have a 9-year-old daughter. I have three children that the meat grinder, just like they do in Ukraine, fighting the last Ukrainian in the proxy war against Russia. Now, the U.S. is a proxy operator for Israel. Their finance minister admitted this last week. This is the ideal situation. Israel has said they will send no troops to join us in this war that they are lobbying for us to get into, like all the other wars for Israel. That is what this is. The NDAA has passed the House to merge our military and intelligence with the Israelis. This is a total coup. Kyle Serafin is a former counterterrorism FBI agent, incredibly accurate and smart guy when it comes to his whistleblowing. And I wanted to get him on because he was right. You know, Cashtel's in a lot of trouble. We'll get to that a little bit. And we also know prosecutions. You know, what's going on with the record level sweetheart deals and insider trading that would make Hunter Biden blush. But we'll get to that later in the hour. I want to get Kyle Serafin's take on the geopolitics and what we do. Congress has had three war powers votes. When you're in a full war, they're supposed to declare war. Those votes have all failed, including one by three votes last week. It's time for them to invoke the war powers and cut this war off. I'm also calling for the impeachment of President Trump of colluding with a foreign government to conduct a coup, merging us with the Israeli military and intelligence. I'm calling for him to be 25th amendmented for trying to get us into this war that he's already got us into, lined us, totally half-baked, saying he had all these peace deals when the Iranians never signed anything. Having the strait closed, saying it's open, just everything President Trump has done. It's time to totally decouple from Trump psychologically as Republicans or populists. Expose the Democrats. They have the votes. With the few Republicans to override this, they haven't. Deal with them. Deal with communist China. Cut off Israel, who's trying to merge our military and co-own all of our weapon systems. So whether it's impeachment, 25th Amendment, those are long shots, but we can use that to make this front and center. And protest peacefully. You go to the state houses, go visit your senators when they're in the district, your House members, call Congress right now. But bottom line, the easiest path is the war powers. They need to invoke the war powers. We only need three votes. Congress needs to stop this now. And you see everybody from Laura Ingraham to Glenn Beck to Bill O'Reilly to so many others telling Trump, you need to end this now. This is devastating the economy. It's going to kill us in the midterms. And that's just the old 150 days with the bombardments, the strait being closed. It's about to get a lot worse. So we're about to go to call Seraph and Rex, but I wanted you, as a young man, a prime target of this, with them eyeing you with AI to be drafted and be sent to the Middle East to fight for Israel. What is that like?
Yeah, so I grew up at the office. I think the original Infowars office, first time I ever went in there was when we got it when I was like 7 years old. And the entire nature of our network since its founding, since literally before I was born, was an anti-war network. It was calling out the neocons, the globalist policy. What that means is building this empire of, you know, manufactured transnational capital combined with our own military-industrial complex. To a degree now, we're not even only dealing with our own military-industrial complex, we're going to be fusing and allowing Israel's to take control of us. So I look at it as a 23-year-old young man, and I see all these people that are 60, 70, 80 years old in Congress, in the Senate, like Lindsey Graham, 71 years old, talking about if we can do Iwo Jima, we can do this. What am I dying for, Lindsey? Like, if I'm going to go get drafted, you'll get blown up by an FPV drone, or if an Iranian 14-year-old is going to fire an RPG at my head, what am I dying for when my blood is in the Persian Gulf? Like, does that make anyone's life better at home? Does that improve anything for any American? No. But it makes a lot of Israeli politicians very, very happy, and that's why it's happening. When all else fails, they take you to war. That's what this is. It's the establishment of the Greater Israel Project, and I, as a young American, I don't have any choice, any say in that. I am a member of the greatest nation on earth, a nation of over 300 million people, and we are beholden to, and at the beck and call, the government of a nation of 9 million people, and that is just the reality. You talk about Ukraine as well, and I think that this is worth bringing up. They want to throw us in buses and take us to the front line. And you say, oh, that's outrageous, that's outrageous. We hear about
Ukraine.
We hear about these armies,
what
Dad.
And what humans are in Ukraine, they admit, is decoys for the Russians to attack with drones and artillery, so the satellites the U.S. runs can target the Russians. They're literally fed to cannons, the World War I term, cannon fodder, cannon feed. Now, let's bring in Kyle Seraphim. I want to be very, very clear with everyone right now. This is all happening past your normalcy bias. It's only going to get worse till people get awake and get active and get very, very upset. And I'm not defending Israel here. We need to get a bigger picture. Israel is the main lobby in AIPAC that is the muscle to get this passed to primary anybody that doesn't support total war and Israel taking over our foreign and domestic policy completely. But you also have the military-industrial complex, the arms manufacturers already selling $1 trillion a year worldwide and getting $1.5 trillion here domestically. They want it. You also have the big BlackRock globalists that want a world depression as a great reset. They've been bragging this war is depressing the world economy, which bankrupts the individual and nation states and allows them vertical integration and consolidation. So those systems are supporting the war as well. And then domestically, the politicians want a big war to take our liberties and our freedoms and set up a bigger surveillance police state grid. So you have a lot of different corrupt forces, a lot of them interconnected. You have the Epstein class wanting this as a distraction from that. That also goes to Israel and the Mossad. So it's Israel heavily nested in all of this, but it's also a perfect storm. We need to understand the other interests that want us in this as well. Let's bring in Kyle Seraphim, a former EMT, former Air Force veteran, counterterrorism FBI agent, and the most famous FBI whistleblower ever. He's got about a 99% accuracy rate. To give us his take as a American, as a father, as a Catholic, on this big geopolitical system, what he thinks we should do to shut down the implementation of the draft that is now official. The articles with all government documents are at alexjoneslive.com, the mothership coordinates. Kyle Seraphim will put up all of his URLs for his very popular podcast as well. Imagine the censorship during a total war. We are on the cusp. We're already in the new world war, folks. All the experts agree. But now it's about to get a lot hotter. We're about to go from red hot to white hot. Kyle Seraphim, your analysis.
Joneses. Hello, gentlemen. It's good talking to you guys. This is an interesting time. I'm not nearly as riled up as what I just heard, although that's all those things are disconcerting. I just see this as a continuation of what we've seen from Donald Trump. I'm interested in your discussion about wanting a impeachment. That you think that there's any energy to do that, or that even Congress would act and do a war powers when we've seen that they basically had the opportunity to do that. They've chosen not to. And it would indicate that Donald Trump is driving this ship, you know, and I don't think that's what's going on here. That doesn't seem to be the case. I'm not watching a Donald Trump, the same guy that I saw who claimed that he was the president of peace. I'm not seeing the guy that said he was going to go make America healthy again and had RFK Jr. come in, that he was going to go and show a bunch of declassified documents and brought in Tulsi Gabbard. I'm not seeing that guy running the show. It doesn't seem like he's actually running it at all. What I do see is that he's been kind of manipulated from the background, and it seems like the people, like the status quo, is what's getting its way. And the status quo is sort of like the American GOP neocons. They're getting war. That's what they do. And interestingly enough, one of the most vicious war hawks just died off.
I agree. 2 weeks ago, Tucker said Trump is irrelevant now and runs nothing. I think it is AIPAC and the military industrial complex, and status quo is leading us into a hot total conflagration. Kyle, what do you think about them trying to implement the draft?
I don't know if they'll be a need to. First of all, I don't know if they'll need to do that. So that's a possibility. Obviously, like simulations, they're not run in a vacuum. They don't run a simulation to not ever use it, but it doesn't mean that they're going to use it right away or that's going to be necessary. We have a volunteer military right now, and I think it's relatively well staffed for what we're doing. That being said, and I sent the producers some clip of Lindsey Graham talking about this before he died, just a couple of days before he died. There's this release footage that just came out where they're talking about actually getting involved. And if you guys want to play it, he's talking about seizing cities in Iran. And that does require a significant ground force, which is what you would prep for this sort of thing. So I see what you guys are talking about as far as the need.
Clip 39, we played it last hour. We can play it again. In fact, these are in context. Play 39, 40, and 16 back-to-back. They're all in context. And here's why it's different, Kyle. They have the thing ready and passed. Now they're having the AI prepare it. And I've seen top neocons and the guy they installed in Kentucky, the Israelis did, saying a few months ago on the campaign trail, we don't have the troops for an invasion of Iran. We've got to protect Israel, so we need the draft. So I'm telling you, the war planners want a draft, not the Pentagon actual leadership, but the ones planning it say we have to have the draft if we're given this order. So I understand there's a normalcy bias. It's hard to believe this is actually going on, but this is the reality. Who would have ever thought we'd be at this point? This is a new Trump, as you said. Here's the clips you mentioned.
Is able to deliver.
Well, to be honest with you, I think about 3 to 4 weeks we should have them in a spot where they start losing control of some cities. And what we're trying to do is just get a few cities to fall in the next month, get the Arabs more openly involved tomorrow or by the end of the week, and just have almost irreversible momentum.
Do you have it on speaker, Ryan?
Yep, we're good.
Okay, all right, connecting you now.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, baby, Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm just so impressed. Glad to be your friend.
I'm glad you are my friend.
I'm going to meet with the president this weekend. I'm going down to Doral. I'm going to try to get him to join with y'all in Lebanon to maybe fly some with you. Would you like that?
Yeah, I get that. I think you have a point, but I've been thinking about the other side of it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
We're concentrating right now on Iran. If we tell Hezbollah that we're going all the way, we threaten them. But if we actually do it,
okay,
then they have no reason not to go all the way against us. And right
okay.
now, that's not our interest. We,
okay.
we can do it later.
Well, that's actually good counsel. I'll put it out there as an idea. We can always go back to it. Iran, he's letting his thing slip away. We had him on the ropes, and his indecision is coming back to hurt us. And I got to go talk to him, you know. Open up the straits, keep the pressure on, unleash Israel to hurt him, and maybe you'll get a better deal. But the big deal, Saudi Israel, you went with me. That's the big prize, and that can't happen until Israel and Saudi believe Iran can't be an upheaval force that they've been put in a box. And here's the good news. MBS and Bibi have two things in common. They owe Trump a lot, like Trump, but they're afraid of Trump. And Trump is the first president who doesn't hold back when it comes to Israel. I mean, I think he's going a bit too far, but he will dress Bibi down in a way that no other Republican president has ever done. That gives him some credibility in the Arab world. And I'm going to exploit that this is the party of Trump. And what I'm trying to do is prove that isolationism is an outlier in our party.
Yeah.
So this was a referendum on isolationism versus Lindsey Graham, MAGA Trump.
So they're talking about sleepwalking us into war, not letting us know they're taking Lebanon. They're talking about purging the party of all the real MAGA. Everything you see Trump do, you can tell it's Graham who's controlling it. And like you said, he's dead now. Hope that has some effect on Trump coming back to sanity. Kyle Serafin.
Well, he's dead. And so what did you see today? We've got a meeting with Bibi Netanyahu, and we've got Vladimir Zelensky rolling into the White House to advocate on their own behalf because their proxy's not there. Everything that I heard him say, Lindsey Graham was a senator from one state. He was one of 100 people that was in a legislative body that has no executive authority. And he's out there negotiating with a foreign head of state. And he's advising military plans and what he wants to see implemented. And he's discussing, well, what on earth are we even talking about here that guy was in that position and that anybody even listened to him? But again, he wants to argue against isolationism, which is maybe not the express purpose of what MAGA ran on, but Donald Trump ran on America first, which means that you solve your problems at home. You have $39 trillion in a national debt. So maybe you don't bite off more additional wars. He also was a senator starting in 2003. He got elected in 2002 and then, and came in 2003. So for the entire time that we had the global war on terror, Lindsey Graham was sitting in a position of some authority, although no executive authority. So I don't know. I look at these guys that are out there making these calls, and I see this. What I see is more of the same. I see more of the same status quo. I see that the war machine only knows war. It's been all of Rex's life that the United States has been in a position of war against, sort of not necessarily for our own best interest. A lot of guys went over.
That's a key point you made. In another clip we played of Graham yesterday, the Wall Street Journal got, he says, this is the greatest thing I ever did, convincing Trump to do this. He loves to blow stuff up. And you can see what Trump has said from these videos that they had embargoed. They're supposed to come out in a documentary about how he won the war, of course. They're admitting that literally Graham was Trump's brain to a great extent. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's wild to watch it. And again, like I said, the status quo is that for the last 25 years or so, this country is basically in a permanent state of war, and nobody in America really felt it. And that's something I knew. I enlisted when I was in 2009. A lot of my friends have served and so on. And people showed up, and, I came out of college, and when I was in college is when 9/11 happened. So America kicked off a generational conflict in the Middle East, both in Iraq, it happened in Afghanistan, etc. So all of that stuff went on for all of my adult life. And watching people who have only known that, I think that people voted, especially young people came out and turned out because we had a president that ran on the concept. He literally said, I am peace. I'm the president of peace. I'm going to, everyone else wants to start wars. I'm going to be the guy that ends them. And I'm going to end the war in Ukraine.
How's the referendum going? Him supporting the lower Laura Loomers and the Ben Shapiro's and Mark Levin's. It's killed him. He's lost almost half of his support. He's at 30 points versus 57. I mean, he's just destroying himself and MAGA.
I got
and then attacking his greatest supporters.
I got to come in here. Trump won in 2016 a referendum against the Iraq war. I used to fall asleep watching those primary debates. That's all he would talk about. That's how he tore down Jeb Bush. That's how he secured the nomination. That is the Trump that I knew. That is what got me excited. Exactly like you just said, Kyle, the entire time I've been alive, we've been at war in the Middle East, even longer than that. It's quite crazy to think about. So when somebody comes back in 2024 and presents this wonderful platform, here's the thing. We are not bad for wanting to hold Trump's feet to the fire and say, hey, we voted for this 2024 platform. This is the complete opposite of it. This is 2003 policy. And I just, it's so shocking to watch the news now and to see people from back in the day with like a 2006, 2007 opinion, and all it results in is more American dead. And here's my whole point. With friends like these, who needs enemies? We learn from the most moral armies in the world, right? Ukraine, forced conscription, Israel, genocide, war crimes, ethnic cleansing. Now we're going to do that. Hey, if they blow up the bridge, if they blow up the tent, we can blow up the power plant. That's not a problem because those are the people we put ourselves in allegiance with. We're aligned with their interests. And if we're aligned with their interests, it means we're also aligned with their morals, and their morals aren't our morals. I think that's very important.
And let me raise this point for Kyle. I want him to answer this question, and I'm not disagreeing with you, Kyle. This is par for the course. This is normal, behavior on their trajectory. But saying Hitler invades Czechoslovakia and Poland and, all these places is normal, and North Africa, and then bombs England and then goes into Russia with Operation Barbarossa. yeah, this trajectory you can say is status quo, but it's leading us into total ground invasion and total insanity. They admit they're gearing that up, and the Pentagon has said they need a draft to get this done. So this is something we're facing. The draft is there. They plan on implementing it. They're saying that. The neocons are. How do you respond to that, and what do you think we should do to stop it?
So I'm a father now of young kids. I mean, my oldest is what? She's 8 years old. Or maybe she just turned nine. I better double check my math on that. My children are young, you know, and they came into this world as we were finishing the last war in theory. A lot of my friends have children. They're slightly older. I got started a little bit late in life. And one of the reasons why Trump was appealing is because they'd spent their adult life at war. They wanted to see something different for their kids. There's a lot of military veterans you could talk to and you'd say, hey, would you recommend military service for your children? And many of them said, yeah, it made me the person who I was, but I don't like the idea that I'm a weapon system that's going to be pointed at an unknown adversary. At the end of the day, I may not actually agree with the reasons why we're going into conflict. And so, you know, you end up fighting for the person for your left and your right. You end up fighting for the people that, you know, you trained with, that you were in your unit, but that not in a broad sense for the nation. And I think the American people in general, they say thank veterans for their service. They want to thank people for what they did overseas. And at the same time, they're more than happy to point out, oh, you went into an unjust and maybe an evil war that was backing the military industrial complex, a bunch of financial gains for some evil corporations that just seemed to be, you know, trading in blood and, you know, transferring it out for oil. And so there was a lot of instinct that people said, hey, could we just maybe take a pause? Can we get a couple years in between to re-kit and retool? And oddly enough, even though Joe Biden did a disastrous withdrawal, and he did, and it cost 13 American lives, Donald Trump has now been able to have a death toll that's higher than Biden's, and he's managed to do it in a pretty short while. It's interesting you guys were talking about the debates that were going on in February. On February 28th, somewhere between February 28th and March the 1st, so as that debate was happening, the Trump administration actually pulled off their website. It's DonaldJTrump.com. Used to have that platform, the platform that they ran on in 2024, which brought together a really unusual group of people. Like I said, a lot of Democrats crossed the aisle and a lot of Republicans who were thinking, maybe we can't get out of the status quo by doing what we're doing. Maybe we've got to look at an RFK. Maybe we have to consider somebody that's kind of outside the box on that. And they said, we're going to create this coalition. And the coalition of people are, they want America healthy. They want America financially solvent. They want America interested in America's problems. Donald Trump ran on a domestic agenda. And so for the defining thing
totally
to happen in the second,
now he's totally,
yeah, if your second
totally
term is all
that.
About, if you're going to spend your entire second term trying to figure out what you're going to do in Iran, and you're going to try to go out there and go to war, what looks like, based on what the Secretary of State said, what the president himself said, what the Speaker of the House said, we're going to do this because another country was going to take an action and that was going to compel us to be attacked. And therefore, we had to preemptively attack them. All of that is the exact opposite of what the man ran on. And so, again, there are people that continue to hold this agenda that was promised and just say, hey, look, man. Nobody wants whatever it is you're selling. And Donald Trump is in the business of legacy right now. From everything I can tell, everything that people talked about, he's interested in how are people going to remember him. They're going to remember him as a guy that basically caved to the neocon war machine that has been in operation for 25 plus years. And it looks like it's ready to swing back
into
power because that's what they know.
And got us into the worst war ever.
Yeah, and it's going to just swing us back in because that's what it knows. And so, you know, it's like we've exhausted a bunch of munitions. We're going to have to re-kit and retool. Everybody thinks that we're giving all this money to Israel. At the end of the day, we give Israel money to buy American products. So we're actually giving money back to American companies that make, you know, things for war. So if that's what our economy needs to be able to kick it back into high gear, I think that's where Donald Trump's mind must go. But it doesn't seem like
working.
He's driving
and
the ship.
It's not working.
Yeah, it's the exact
because
opposite
because the energy
promised,
prices
so.
Have exploded. Yeah, yeah, and they've done the actuaries. The amount of money we're making off war weapons is nothing near to the cost of inflation and what's happening. I know we're going to shift gears into no prosecutions and what's happening at the FBI, what's happening with the ongoing case of the pipe bomber in D.C. I'll tell you something right now that is one of the most, if not the most important things I've ever talked about on air, and I want you to really listen to me. And I want you to get a pen and paper out of your iPhone, out of your Droid, and type this into your notes. And I want you at lunch today or tonight or right now to just go to any search engine you want and type in two different names, two different words, okay? Two different drugs that have won Nobel Prizes, you name it, that people don't want you to know about. And one of those is ivermectin that everybody knows about. The other one that most people still don't know about is mebendazole. If you do the research, then it's important to understand that you need to get it from a pharmacy. You need to get it from a doctor. And we have a sponsor, and that's, of course, Bigley. And they went and they used the same service as, you know, the big web, RXs, and great people we've used that have been sponsors to the past. But this is Bigley doing it. And the key is, it's real, it's pharmaceutical, and it is a very low price. People are selling knockoffs of it online without a prescription, and a lot of it's fake or a lot of it's watered down and adulterated. Because I did a regimen a couple years ago of mebendazole. We'll put that on screen. That's how you spell it right there. M-E-B-E-N-D-A-Z-O-L-E, and it didn't have any effect. I bought it off of Amazon. And then I did more research, and they said most of that stuff's fake. So I went, and I got it from a doctor, and it was incredible. And my own medical doctor owns clinics all over the state of Texas had already been pushing it on me for years, and I just never done it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get the two in a combo, the ivermectin and the mebendazole together, and they work synergistically together. It is certified and known, both of them, as incredible anti-parasite. Just search the term ivermectin, mebendazole, and just put in study and do your own research and see what the system has been suppressing about this. And this is something, in my view, talk to your physician, and when you go to the website, it's, you know, online pharmacy, and they've got nurses, doctors, all of it. And then you get the prescription. It's very, very easy to do. And I would recommend to talk to your doctors. My own personal opinion. What I do for myself is twice a year, I take a regimen of ivermectin and mebendazole. And it is incredible. People ask why I look so young while I'm healthy. Well, it's a cocktail of things. It's the ivermectin. It's the mebendazole that I take about twice a year as a regimen. Some people, my medical doctor says, take a little bit of ivermectin every week. But I tend to forget to do that. She's literally just says take like two pills a week as a supplemental. That's what my medical doctor tells me. You get your own medical doctor to tell you what you want. But the big thing they say is a couple times a year, a big dose, a big regimen. You talk to your physicians. You talk to the folks in the online pharmacy. Let me put it on screen for you. 1776RX, just 1776RX.health. This is one of the most important things you'll ever do, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the system trying to suppress this information, it's getting out everywhere. So do your own research. This is revolutionary. This is so important. 1776, just the numbers. 1776RX.health. Those are the coordinates, and it's a win-win to fund our operation and what we're doing. Take action now. The most important decision you'll ever make, 1776RX.health, and get your ivermectin mebendazole right now, ladies and gentlemen. But whatever you do, go to the AlexJonesStore.com. These are incredible products. All these things work. They have sexy names. Irish sea moss, Shilajit, bovine colostrum. Oh, research bovine colostrum and then find out we have the best. Oh, research Irish sea moss. We have the best. Research Shilajit. We have the best. We just bring you things the bad guys don't want you to know about at theolicestore.com and, of course, at 1776rx.health. Take action now. Thank you so much for your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Kyle Serafin has got a lot of breaking news and analysis on what's happening domestically. And so much more. I'm going to hand the baton to Rex and him in just a moment. And then Mike Adams will get back into geopolitics, what's happening with the fertilizer, not just the energy prices exploding, and so much more what we're facing. And then Rex is going to be taking calls and more into the fourth hour today. But just please remember, we are fundraising. We have enough money to operate at this limited scope at the Olive Shields Network with just myself, Harrison, and Rex. I want to get more hosts, more reporters. We need the funds. We've proven ourselves in the fight. The bad guys have been trying to shut us down. The products are incredible. Just decide to support ourselves and support your own health at the same time and get great Patriot apparel. It's fun to wear and meet like-minded people, and the collectible coins and so much more. The very best water filtration, shower heads, you name it, the highest quality, highest standard, cut out the most garbage, lowest prices, huge sale right now, a whole bunch of the supplements like Methylene Red and Ultimate Power. You thought Turbo Force was great. This is even better, 10-hour clean energy. It's all 50% off right now. That sale ends in a few days at thealexjonesstore.com. And then separately, the folks at Bigley have launched an online pharmacy. And it's amazing, but the first thing they're offering next week, they go to full pharmacy, but I want them to do this first, is ivermectin and mebendazole, which are both incredible antivirals. Ivermectin won a Nobel Prize for that, but the two together do so much. It's not just worms and things, all these different types of bacteria, microplasms, amoebas, but that's not the big thing with mebendazole, okay? Just look up mebendazole, M-E-B-E-N-D-A-Z-O-L-E. Just look up that term and type in studies and look at what else it's known for and why the system is trying to suppress it. Now, you can get the stuff online, but so much of it is adulterated or fake. This is medical grade from a pharmacy. You talk to a nurse or you talk to a nurse practitioner or doctor, or you just, you know, do it all right there online. Answer the questions, very easy to do. Get it now at 1776rx.health. Everybody should do this a couple times a year. Talk to your physicians, what I do personally, to detox, to do a cleanse, 1776, just 1776rx.health, and experience this at 1776rx.health. It is amazing. Everybody should research mebendazole, M-E-B-E-N-D-A-Z-O-L-E, but it's with ivermectin that supercharges it as well, ivermectin and mebendazole at 1776rx.health. Take action now. I want to thank you all for your previous support, your word of mouth, your prayer. But these are amazing products at thealexjonesstore.com and at 1776rx.health. Take action. We cannot do this without you. We want to fight the globalists. We're having a huge effect. We don't compromise. We don't back down. Now it's more important than ever. We stay on air. So thank you for your support. If you've never gotten the products like Ultramethylene Blue or our Shilajit or our Bovine Colostrum, all of it is the very best. All of it are game changers at thealexjonesstore.com. And ivermectin with mebendazole is a total game changer. Take action now at 1776rx.health and thealexjonesstore.com. I now hand the baton to Rex Jones and Kyle Serafin. Stay with us, my friends.
Thank you. Really appreciate the sign off, Dad. We're going to be live. I'll be in the chair every single day, Tuesday through Friday. We got a lot of phenomenal guests. Kyle, I'm so happy to be on the air with you. We've done our show together before. I think you've been on Gray Area Talks, and I really appreciated having you on then. There's a lot I wanted to discuss, but let's go ahead and get into the Kash Patel news if we can. I want to go ahead and roll. I believe it's clip number, let's see here, clip number 26 on Kyle Serafin from Kash Patel. Can y'all hear me?
We have footage right here on the footage that should have never been public, right? That's a dude flying a drone of the FBI raiding Epstein's Island with the New York Police Department, right? You can see their shiny vests. And these bros in this frame and all out of play, they're carrying out boxes. They have an entire human army carrying out boxes of information.
Yep.
You can see the FBI carrying the physical information from Jeffrey Epstein's pedo island. And then they're just going to lie. They're just going to straight up lie to Pam Bondi and actually humiliate her, which is what makes my blood boil. They embarrassed her.
They don't feel accountable. They don't feel accountable to the attorney general. If I'm going to give advice to Kash Patel, I'll do it just here, like to everybody. Please. This is what should happen. Kash should jump on that plane, which we talked about last time. He can get on there and he could be in New York in a few minutes. Yes. He needs to go up there, take James Dennehy, who's been on a conference call and resisting apparently like releasing any of this information. He needs to stand in his office and give him a direct order, open up the file that covers all of these investigations in Sentinel, which is the record keeping sort of system of records for the computer. Pull it up and go serial by serial. And every single person that approved a serial is an entry, whether it be an interview, whether it be a piece of evidence, every single person that was involved in this case, whether they're an evidence technician, whether they were an SOS, like some kind of an analytical personnel, whether they were an intelligence analyst or the FBI case agent who was working on it. Any person that did an interview, that collected evidence, that did anything that has their name on it, needs to be called into a conference room, whatever field office they're in. And if there's a retired person that's in there and they've left the bureau, send somebody to their house to hang out with them and get the answers like by the end of the day.
So, Kyle, what's going on with this very transparent cover-up that we're seeing?
We can't get anything we voted for.
Right.
Look, we have a guy that basically is running around doing a PR campaign to maintain his job. And I think that Kash Patel's maybe core competency is kissing Donald Trump's ass.
King Griffin
seems to like, yeah. And the fact is that Donald Trump seems to have a huge blind spot for people that do that. So it's very difficult to take people who are your yes men and say, you know, I got a problem with them because they just say yes to you. And so they're subservient in many ways. The crazy, and let me give you a crazy example. So that was Epstein. We've actually just recently seen the Iranians in their little sort of info war that they're playing back and forth. They're doing an information war against the Trump administration, trying to subvert and undermine what, you know, the administration is saying that they're doing. One of the things they put out was this Lego video. They've got a bunch of them, but the most recent one of them basically accuses Donald Trump of being a pedophile protector, which is related to Jeffrey Epstein, that people are calling for Epstein transparency and they're not letting that go. They're not letting this stuff fall away. And I think a lot of Americans lost faith in what the administration would do simply because of that. And a lot of this had to do with discrediting done by people that were already in the government. It's my ongoing supposition. You cannot do reform with the same people. This is a Machiavellian concept. You can take this back to like the 16th right. century, that people knew when you changed government, the only way that you were going to get actual change of regime is that you took the people from the previous regime and you did one of two things to them. Either you exiled them or you executed them. Those are your two choices. They can no longer work in government and they may have to leave the country. That's what they used to do. We don't really do that here. Or they got to be killed. They got to be put to death. We've had none of that. But they're pointing out that there have been some fundamental inconsistencies. Let me do the most recent one. Donald Trump on Thursday of what, last week? Is that what it was? He stepped out in front of the American people. It might have been 2 weeks ago. He steps out and does a 25-minute discussion about how the Chinese stole the election in 2020. Do you remember listening to that?
Sure.
And what was the point? That the Chinese hacked election systems, that they were running information campaigns, that they were having access to information they shouldn't have had that was in the voter rolls, and et cetera. So Kash Patel went to China. And did he do something about election security? Was he there to ensure that the 2026 midterms are going to be above board? No, he went there and talked about who knows what, like maybe fentanyl and maybe talking about his Chinese stock portfolio, which involves right. a holding company that has like, oh, you know, close to $5 million or somewhere between $1 and $5 million with a Xi'an ownership control stock. And so you've got our FBI director hearing the president of the United States talk about a threat country, and China is the biggest threat country. People get worked up about Israel, and I understand why, and it got a lot less attention than it probably should have for a long time. But the Chinese are the single biggest geopolitical threat. They're the biggest in size. They have the biggest in scope. They have the biggest military spending. They're running the proxy, you know, countries that we consider to be threats, and they work regular and active operations against the United States. And so apparently we can go there and we're going to make nice with them and hang out and speak with the, you know, like the Minister of Public Security, like with our FBI director. And we're not going to talk about the one thing that the president spent 20 plus minutes in a national address on just a few days ago.
That's a great point. So, yeah. And just this whole topic, I mean, we're talking about the Epstein files first and like the very apparent cover up that's going on. I mean, here's the thing. The thing that broke my heart and got me off the Trump train pretty much permanently is when he says Epstein, who did he traffic? He basically didn't even exist. He's just a teacher, had some money that did something with a 17-year-old one time. Would I point to people like Michael Tracy, Andrew Wilson that do this Epstein apologetics thing? What is Ghislaine Maxwell in prison for? She's serving
right.
20 years in prison for trafficking children to and with Jeffrey Epstein. Those are
right.
the charges.
And
so
Kash
on record
Patel
a pedophile.
Went,
go ahead.
And Kash Patel went on record under oath at a hearing, and Thomas Massie held his feet to the fire on this. He did it both in front of the Senate and he did it in front of the House committees. And when he was asked, like, who did he traffic to? He was like, we have no evidence of anybody. And so here's the crazy part about all that. There is no doubt in my mind. You can go to DropSite News and find out that there, and this was open source reported in a number of places, that the Israelis were involved in the physical security at Jeffrey Epstein's penthouse mansion in New York. Okay. So the Israelis were involved in physical security, which means they had cameras, they had, some sort of monitoring system, etc. When a foreign country gets involved in U.S. soil and is securing the residence where one of maybe their, and it was the Israeli permanent mission to the UN, lest people want to go and fact check this. This is what it said. The Israeli permanent mission to the UN was the one that set up some of the security in that penthouse. There's no chance that you don't have a counterintelligence investigation into Jeffrey Epstein and the people that are associated with him. It's not possible. So the New York field office, which I was referencing in that Benny Johnson clip, they were involved in a long-term intelligence investigation into Jeffrey Epstein, and we've seen exactly zero files out of that. Now, those are probably carved out from the Epstein Transparency Act, or the Epstein Files Transparency Act, because they're going to be called national security. But the entire purpose of what Donald Trump came in and the entire point that Kash Patel's been making for the last, I don't know, several years is that we needed transparency and declassification and so on. I sent you guys a clip, and I sent it. It's from the Tucker Carlson show that was just aired yesterday. It's with my friend Jim Erdman, who was in the CIA. It's the first clip that I sent. And if you guys take a look at this, he basically breaks down this massive disconnect, which is that Donald Trump has issued executive orders saying declassify these things. We had Pam Bondi, who theoretically has the force of and the ability to declassify certain things, but she couldn't even get it from her own subservient agency. The FBI works on behalf of the DOJ, and the Attorney General is the top figure in the Justice Department to include in the FBI. When I was having COVID policies shoved down my throat under the previous administration, it came from DOJ, not from FBI. FBI implemented, but DOJ ran it. And so when the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, who's supposed to come in and be on the page of the president and, you know, all the president's surrogates were talking about transparency about Epstein and about MLK and talking about, you know, JFK and UAPs and like you name it, they were talking about it. MK Ultra, they were going to do all these declassification operations. People always wonder, like, how in the hell does that not happen? Where does it happen? Where does it get jammed up? And at this point, I think the system is just so big that it just does the status quo. It's the same reason why it's tending and tilting back towards war, because it's been doing war for 25 years and it's what it knows. And so if you guys want to knock that clip out, it'll explain to you. This is a former CIA case officer.
Really quick, yep. While we get the clip loaded in, crew, just let me know when it's ready. Here's how I see it all, Kyle, and you give me your expert opinion on it. It's basically like we got a dead body and it's covered with the tarp and there's blood coming out from underneath it. And you can see the feet sticking up. You can see the nose. You can see it's a person. And you're like a police officer like, hey, can I see what's under that tarp, please? That looks awful suspicious. They're like, come on, man. It's a pallet of wood.
Worse than that. They'll say we have a policy against lifting tarps.
Yeah, that's a good way.
So
to
we'd
put
love
it.
To show you what's underneath there, and you probably have a. I mean, you might be right. I'm just saying, but this we have a tarp policy, and the tarp policy says nobody can lift the tarp without the following checkoffs. We're going to have to run this by a couple of different attorneys. We're going to also run it by a couple of other interested agencies. We're going to ask the people who manufactured the tarp. We're going to have to find the person that put the original tarp down and see if they clear it. And then also there may be some interest of the foreign manufacturers that made the components to make the tarp. So it ends up getting very litigious, and it's like the roadblocks get thrown up. They're artificial and they're made up. At the end of the day, you or I or the officers there or anybody else could lift up the tarp. In your analogy, the tarp is easily lifted if somebody had the will to go and do it. But if you're willing to listen to all the voices chirping at you, and this is essentially what Jim Erdman says, there's a lot of chirping. And so that's where the default position is. The default position is, what have we always done? We'll just keep doing that. Oh, did the executive say we have to declassify? Yeah, but we don't really want to do that, because when we do that, then we lose some secrets. And, you know, what if we were to do this terrible thing where we expose something we didn't mean to? It's better and safer that we just don't do what the President of the United States of America said.
Hurt our victims, stuff like that. Okay, we've got the clip. You want to intro this again really quick?
Yeah, it's real simple. It's Tucker Carlson. The guy who's sitting here is Jim Erdman. He's a friend of mine, so full disclosure, I like Jim a lot. I think he's an awesome person. He's given up a lot personally that is not obvious in this podcast, and the podcast is worth people's time for listening. He's a former case officer in the CIA, which means he went overseas. He speaks Mandarin. He speaks Arabic and obviously English. He was a Ranger in the 75th Ranger Battalion. So as far as people who have like the bona fides of being an American hero, he fits into my category pretty aggressively. And he used to recruit spies for America. He would go and recruit people in foreign governments and in foreign places to give information to the American government so theoretically our policymakers could make good choices. And he's talking about, why don't we see this action that we thought we were going to see in transparency?
Let's play it.
Do that. You could, in theory. What do you mean, in theory? This is the president's agency. He was elected by the public.
No, no, no.
To
I
run
agree.
CIA. Like, I'm missing
sorry,
something.
Sorry, no. You are 100%
Trump
right.
CIA like it's a foreign power that he has to negotiate with.
I can't understand why.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It should work like that, but it's not. It's not working like that. There are frankly, Director Gabbard shouldn't have to negotiate with Director Ratcliffe over some of this stuff. She had people in her team that have all the intelligence background to handle the type of products that were coming out of CIA, operational traffic, those sort of things. And had to negotiate. Everybody's got to negotiate. Why do we have to negotiate Why would President Trump?
Where's the president in this? The president issues an executive order January 23rd saying, I want all available documentation on these number of historical incidents, including the assassinations of the 60s, but not limited to those. He doesn't get it.
He does not. And, you know,
So why doesn't Trump say where? Okay. It's been a month. I want it by this afternoon.
Where is it?
Or you're under arrest. I don't, what is going on?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew because when I say we, I mean, the American public voted for the greatest disruptor in American history.
It's not hard, is it?
But he's not being the greatest finisher, in my opinion.
He's a colluder with the system. I don't get it.
I don't understand because, we really want to see him successful.
So how hard is it to get, and I'm just going to pick the most benign of them all, and that was Kennedy's murders because it's so old, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not possible you're revealing sources and methods. Everyone's dead. Like, I don't really see the legitimate impediment to producing these documents after all these years and all these votes by the Congress to do it, multiple executive orders, including this one. So they don't produce those documents, which they have not.
They have not.
Why would it be hard for Trump just to say, time's up, I want him now?
There is a sea of lawyers who covets and say, here's all the things that are, here's all the reasons you could be sideways with the law. Here's all, Trump has full power to do all this, but.
He does, correct.
He could just do it immediately. But for some reason, the bureaucrats, they all sit around covetsing over all the legal ramifications.
Wow, that's literally the TARP analogy that I just gave. Yeah, break that down.
That's what you just heard. There's two things that are gems in there. Number one is the bureaucratic stops that have prevented it. I guess there's three things. The second thing is that we have a president who came in under the auspices that he was going to hurt feelings and break things. I think that is a fair characterization of what Donald Trump sort of said he was going to do.
Wrecking
ball. He was going to drain the swamp. Yeah, he was going to come in and you know, we elected a guy who told us in the first campaign that he had FU money. And so the idea behind having FU money, which is that I've got so much money that I don't have to ask anybody else for permission to do stuff. You can say FU. You got to say FU, though. And he doesn't say FU. What we see him saying is he got demolished in the first term, lost net, you know, his net worth went down. And in this term, what we see is essentially that he's been rug pulling his followers. He's been pulling money out of all kinds of stock deals. They've been having people in his orbit that are speculating on stuff because they know what he's about to tweet or post on Truth Social. And so we've seen the exact opposite of the attitude that a guy's going to come in and be a revolutionary. That's going to be the greatest disruptor of the system. And he campaigned on one thing. And for about 6 months, we started seeing some pretty good action. For those of us that were seeing it, we're like, okay, we got the guys we hoped we would get. Unfortunately, we got podcasters that think that their job is to just talk and be podcasters, when in reality, the action of being in the executive means you have to execute. And so anyway, we see about 6 months in, we saw a fizzle. We saw Doge get disbanded. We saw none of those things get codified. And we saw the system reassert itself in a way that shows that it has primacy. I mean, the status quo regains the status quo at all costs. And if that means that it has to threaten or coerce or destroy people along the way, and I think you have two choices. You can either get on board or you can get destroyed. Donald Trump got more or less destroyed in the first term. I think that the opposite has happened in this one. That's kind of what we're seeing. The second thing is, or the last thing in there, just as I finish up, Jim mentioned that Congress and the White House end up treating the intelligence community like a foreign power.
Right.
That they have to go to the intelligence community and ask for things when they, in fact, are supposed to have oversight and execution, and they're supposed to be able to demand things, and they don't act subservient to the groups. So we have a country inside of a country that's operating on its own interests, which sometimes aligns with Israel or a war or whatever else. So that's the thing we're fighting, and they're not winning.
Right. It's very clearly like a dark power interest. And we look at that interview with Dan Bongino and Kash Patel, where it really all went south for me when they said, I've seen the file. He killed himself. You know, that's just a complete betrayal of the American public, in my opinion. I don't know how you can square that. I mean, you have people. Kash Patel wrote a book. You can look this up. This isn't fake, where he is a little knight and he helps Trump, the Wizard King, complete a magical adventure. Okay.
Right.
We were sold. Epstein files release, deep state prosecutions, bringing the pedophiles to justice, ending human trafficking. And all we see is them doing all the stuff they promised not to do. Look at Christopher Ray and the jet, Cash Patel, Christopher Ray and the jet, Christopher Ray and the jet. Now he's using the jet to go see the country music sensation. So
you want to hear the worst thing about that?
Go ahead.
Cash Patel and I had a conversation on January 16th of 2023, and we were in Carbone, which is a restaurant at the top of the Aria Resort and Casino. I'm very specific about when this happened. And we had a conversation with two other men, one of whom owned a private jet, about Chris Ray's private jet use. And out of that conversation, Cash passed me information to reach out to Josh Hawley's office. And I went to Josh's office, or Senator Hawley's office, and I shared it with either a chief of staff or like a chief legal aide or something like that. And I said, I'm coming to you with what's called a protected disclosure. That's a whistleblower allegation. And I have probable, you know, I have reasonable belief that there is a violation of rule, policy, or law that Christopher Ray is abusing this jet. And he's doing so in what are called fraud, waste, and abuse statutes. He's using the taxpayer money in a way that he ought not to. And so Christopher Ray was questioned about the jet use, and they read from my letter at the hearing. And I've posted this online for people to see, but in the first line, it said, I got your name from Cash Patel, and he told me to reference this other guy as well. And so I'm bringing you this allegation, this protected disclosure about this use of the jet. And here's my allegations. And wow. So from January of 2023 to February of 2025, Patel went from campaigning on, advertising that he was against it, saying Chris Ray didn't need a private jet, telling Glenn Beck it costs $15,000 every single time it takes off the runway, to I'm required to fly like this and I have to and Congress says I need to, which, by the way, it's not a Congress policy. It's a DOJ policy. It's literally an executive policy. They could change it tomorrow and he could stop flying on the jet. But we've seen these people basically come in and say, the Democrats seem to want to grow government for every reason, and the Republicans seem they're completely agnostic about the size of government as long as they're in control. That is not the Republican Party that I grew up with. Before you were born, I was watching a Republican Party that I wasn't a member of, but they said they wanted small government.
Right.
They at least campaigned on saying, let's shrink the size of government. Nobody's making that argument anymore. So nobody cares about the size of government. What they care about is, am I in charge of this government so I can profit? And Cash Patel is a great example of someone who's out there living like a billionaire playboy, even though he doesn't have $1 billion, flying around on our jet, acting like it's his own. And he's not married. He's got a girl who is his friend. And for whatever it's worth, they're actively suing me for $5 million for words that I said offhandedly on one podcast right after they boosted the signal of that podcast and said, look how bad this is. Then they sued me over it instead of trying to mitigate damages. So I have a personal stake in this for sure. But what I voted for was, I don't know, American freedoms, like freedom of the press, like your dad should be able to say what he wants and you should say what you want. And if it hurts people's feelings, welcome to America.
That's right.
And instead, what we got is a quote unquote Republican group, a quote unquote conservative team come in, and they're doing all the same things that the last guys did, but they're the ones that are just branding it differently. And they're giving you this terrible choice. And they say, if you don't support us, you're not patriotic.
Right.
They ran on nostalgia. They ran on the idea that America was once great and we could attribute that greatness to certain things and we should aspire to go back to it. And instead what they said is, it's great because we're in charge.
We are holding people accountable. We're doing the hard work. Thank you, Kyle. We'll talk soon. I'll have you back on the show soon. Kyle Serafin, and follow him on X. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with Mike Adams after the break.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold,
Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look. Vodka. Potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow. The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc. I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We stand in the birthplace of new media, Infowars.com, founded by my father, Alex Jones, 32 years ago in 1997. The year was 2014 when they originally built this studio, and not long after, President Donald Trump would join my father on the air to do his first ever appearance in media in general, talking about the presidency, because at the time, no one would interview then-candidate Trump. My father, sitting in this very chair, looking out at this very scene as you see before you right now, interviewed Donald Trump. And what did Donald Trump say to my father? Alex, you will be very impressed. I hope you are a good man. I will not let you down. I sit in here, and that was 2015, so that was 11 years ago. I sit in here and I think about everything that's happened since. I think about COVID. I think about the quiet recession, depression that we're in. I think about the Ukraine war. I think about the Gaza genocide. I think about all of it, all the political persecution, all the pain. And I ask you, where were you for us? Because it would have been a very small matter to save this studio from being destroyed. Take a look around you again. The government allowed major law firms, Trump allowed major law firms to expense tens of millions of dollars in legal work against us as charity work, as pro bono work. The very same firms that sued Donald Trump, that he called lawfare and he called malicious prosecution, they came after us as well. He says they're very fine people. They're allowed to do it. Take a look around you again. People have said that things said in this room are too extreme. They're dangerous. They're wrong. Well, I ask you, if it's so wrong what's been said in this room, if it's so wrong that Alex Jones should owe $1 billion, where are Jesse Waters, Sean Hannity, Rachel Maddow, all of them? Where are their $1 trillion judgments? These people have manufactured consent for multiple genocides and ethnic cleansings leading to the deaths of millions of people since the early 2000s. Where is the equality? Where is the justice in our justice system? A man built all of this from nothing. With his sweat, with his blood, with his tears. I did the calculations. It's over 40,000 hours on air. He did that all by himself. You look at a Vice Media. You look at a Young Turks. These people receive tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. And they're still lost leaders. They're still failures. The companies are still always in the red. They shut InfoWars down because they were afraid of a place that generated $180 million between 2015 and 2018, that's on record, that generated that much money completely independently, all because of one man, and go behind you, look at that chair again, all because of one man in one chair spreading a message to the audience, and because of all the crew here, all the powerful crew that have made this entire system hum, because of this engine, this organic thing, they have come after us. They want to silence us because they don't want you to be able to do that too. They don't want you to be able to fight against the big corporations. They don't want you to be able to fight against the big lawyers. They don't want you to be able to fight against the big money. We're all Alex Jones. We're all InfoWars. And they can take that logo away. They can put a gay little onion on there and have Tim Heidecker do a little jig. He can do a tap dance and shuck and jive for all I care. This place will never die. It'll never go away. And that's why you need to go to the Alex Jones Network. That's where all this is going to be. We're going to walk in that spirit. We're going to take it forward, move it forward. The Alex Jones Network. Go there. Remember our history. Join us now.
This is an info war, ladies and gentlemen. This is what is going on. We've been doing this for 32 plus years. My dad's been doing this the majority of his life. I've been doing it my entire life. This is what matters to us right now on the network, is speaking truth to power and being anti-war, pro-humanity, pro-America. America first, not just a slogan, but a way of life. That's what we're talking about here. That's what I believe in. That's what you believe in, too. That's why I know you're here listening to me on the network. We have the powerful Mike Adams joining us, polymath engineer, runs a testing facility, super smart guy, host of the network for years and years and years, a huge creative influence on me as well. Can't wait to talk to Mike about all the interesting things going on in the world right now.
Let's add some personality to this frog. Little red right here for some lipstick. Just a few gentle strokes. There we go. A perfect little touch.
Ahoy, matey. Claim America's 250th limited edition silver coin. 1 troy ounce of 999 fine silver, forged to honor 250 years of liberty. Grab your treasure now and help keep us in the fight.
Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Does anybody really know the secret or the combination for this life and where to keep it? It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason.
We're doing our best. I know a lot of other young people across America and really the world are trying to figure out what the hell is going on. You know, we'd like to have a future. We'd like to have families, like to have houses, like to have children. We'd like to have a country. You know, the same country our grandparents and great-grandparents grew up in, but as the technocracy rapidly approaches, some would say it's already here. As the wars rapidly approach, some would say World War III or World War IV is already here. As the famine rapidly approaches, as just all of it comes together, I think it's worth it to have a guy on the network who's been on the network for years and years and years discuss this. Mike Adams, you've had such a phenomenal track record of making these futurist predictions, a lot like my dad, especially relating to AI and, of course, with the work that you've been doing with Michael Yon on the global energy war. How are you doing today?
Yeah, hi there, Rex. Thanks for having me on. It's always great to join you. And, you know, you're right. Your father was a trailblazer, continues to be. But I mean, even decades ago, he was saying things that turned out to be so accurate and so true, but they sounded so outlandish at the time. And now we realize, if anything, he kind of understated the horrors that we're now living through.
Sure. And that's the thing, is man-made horrors beyond your comprehension. I wanted to talk about this. He hit it super hard in the first hour, and I'm super proud of him for doing that because, I mean, he's got 3 draft-age children. I know I'm not going to go die in the Persian Gulf for a war for Israel, but I want to talk about this. Trump admin gives vendors under 3 weeks to create computer simulation models for a military draft. So apparently by August 15th, they want to have this done. They want to have it ready. You don't do something like this unless you're prepping.
Well, right. And it's clear that they're planning for a major false flag attack after that to be blamed on either Russia, China, or Iran. It's very clear. And it'll be something that probably makes 9/11 look small by comparison. And this is why they have to have the CIA controlling so many of the so-called conservative influencers. This is why they have to have censorship in the AI models. You know, this is why they don't want you to have access to open source AI effectively, because that allows you to do your own research, decentralized. But it's also why, you know, this is all going to be a cover story. The war is going to be a cover story for the collapse of the currency. And as the currency collapses, then they'll drive everybody into CBDCs. And then they can, of course, you know, programmable money, they'll control what you're allowed to buy and how you're allowed to spend. And then the flock cameras or the Axon cameras, those will be the enforcers of your mobility and lockdowns. And you'll have a radius of allowed travel because of the diesel shortage and the fuel scarcity that would kick in. So we're talking about multiple layers of the police state coming at us head on.
Yes, and the idea is the Americans are spoiled. The Americans have had it too good. You're going to have to feel some pain to defend your country. You have to allow your country to become Brazil somehow to defend it. And what you just referenced is so key. We didn't even coordinate before, but it's on my mind. It's in my rundown. You're talking about Section 24220, which directs the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to issue a federal motor vehicle safety standard requiring new passenger vehicles to be equipped with advanced drunk and impaired driving prevention technology. So they're just going to watch you, and if your eyes get low, if you sit low in the seat, you're not going to get a ticket, you're going to go to the police station. That's pretty liberal.
Yeah, exactly. And remember, every one of these is it's shrouded in the language of safety. So, you know, why do we need flock cameras? Oh, for the safety of your community so we can catch bad guys. Okay, well, that's not really how it's being used. It's being abused by law enforcement to stalk, you know, their love interests and things like that, or stalk women that they want to go on a date with. It's being used to also to identify, to falsely identify people for being harassed and arrested by police, people who are completely innocent, who didn't steal their car, or even sometimes it's the wrong person because there are a lot of false license plate translations. So you can actually be pulled over. You can be pushed off the road like a pit maneuver from a cop, just because you were flagged by a flock camera and you've done absolutely nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And it's going to get far worse.
Do you think we'll get to the point? Obviously, the kill switch is already there. That's admitted. That exists. Do you think we'll get to a point within the next decade where that's just, you know, my car pulled me over? You think that'll be accepted?
Absolutely. That's exactly where it's going. You know, it's interesting that also in Minority Report, right? Philip K. Dick novel film with Tom Cruise. It's worth going back and watching that movie today because almost everything in that film has come true, even though it's from, I think, over 20 years ago. But one of the things that happened in that film was that the Tom Cruise character was arrested while he was in a vehicle, and then the vehicle did a U-turn on the highway and began to take him to drive him to a police station. And, of course, he in the film, he then smashed out the windows and, you know, did an adventurous escape. But that might be very difficult for most people to pull off. So, yeah, your car. See, the full self-driving, and I want to be clear, what Tesla has built is extraordinary technology. It's quite amazing. The full self-driving feature set is really, really good. But the downside of that is that possibly with a government mandate, the Tesla company could be ordered in the same way that, for example, Facebook is ordered to turn over all the records of a particular user, or AT&T is ordered to turn over records. Tesla could be ordered to command a vehicle to drive an occupant to a police station to face arrest.
Right.
And that's not Tesla's fault. You know, that's the government forcing them to do that and saying you have to do it. But if that begins to happen, and it hasn't happened yet, I'm not saying that that's where we are today, but if that begins to happen, then you'll see people ditching full self-driving vehicles completely. It's like, I didn't know I bought a prison on wheels, you know?
Right. No, 110%. I really agree with that. I want to go to clip number 13 pretty soon. It's Tim Dillon talking about a lot of the same stuff that we're talking about here. And, you know, humor really is the greatest weapon, because you point out how absurd it is, right? The idea that we've ceded so much control just over the past 4 years to AI, to new technology, to the self-driving car. Here's my thing. When I see the Waymo's driving around, when I see the robo-taxi driving around, I know eventually I'm going to grow up, be middle-aged, old, and live in a world where humans don't operate vehicles anymore. And I'm not a fan of that. And I guess I'm kind of like I'm not really a Luddite. Like, I don't hate technology, but I feel like there are certain things that, like, when you emulate the human form or take away a responsibility from a human, it's not even like the internet directly, where it just gives you the ability to have more of a resource. It is the thing. It's the solution in itself. And I think that creates a lot of laziness, and people give up their rights. And what Benjamin Franklin said, those that would desire to gain security by giving up liberty deserve neither and will lose both. What do you think about that?
Well, so there are a lot of advantages of full self-driving vehicles also. I agree with what you just said. I'll get to that. But the one advantage is that full self-driving now today, the tech is so good that it's better than most human drivers at avoiding objects, you know, avoiding pedestrians or animals that are crossing the road, or avoiding accidents or debris in the road. Now, it's interesting because I started talking about getting off of fossil fuels and being able to use solar power to charge your own EV. And after I started talking about that, without me pushing or anything, four of my own employees went out and bought Teslas. And the other, just the other day, I asked one of them, I said, how often do you use full self-driving? And they said 96% of the time. Wow. And this is a younger person in their 20s. Like, wow, aren't you afraid that you're going to forget how to drive?
Right.
You know, as a human? It's like, well, I still drive sometimes when it's difficult, but I just let the vehicle do the driving for me so I can do other things, you know, like listen to podcasts or whatever. So that is going to happen to the point where the real pivot point is when they take the steering wheels out, right? Like the robo taxis. You don't even have a steering wheel. You're just a passenger. There's no possibility of you having control over the vehicle. That's a vehicle that I don't ever want to get in, frankly, because I always want to have like a brake pedal, right? Or a steering wheel or whatever, or the unlock button so I can unlock the doors and bail out of this thing if something goes wrong, right?
Wow. So it's completely, it's like sterilized and neutered. It's like a dysgenic vehicle, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And you know, it'll be sold to you as a convenience. Like you could sit back and you could sleep or you could get work done or whatever. Like the technology is so good and so reliable. And that's all true, but look what you give up. So I think that smart people, even if they have a self-driving vehicle, they'll also have another vehicle that's a regular gas combustion engine vehicle or whatever, or a diesel that's kind of an old school car that they can physically control as a backup. And I will maintain that. So even though I'm not a fan of what's happening, you know, obviously in the Middle East and all the refineries are burning up, diesel scarcity is going to become a very real issue. So I want to be able to charge my vehicle from sunlight using my own solar panels, not even the power grid, right? But I also want to have 500 gallons of diesel stored in a diesel tank, and I want to have a diesel truck. So I want to have both options, and I think that's the smart play.
100%, and I really agree with this post I saw you make. Guys, overhead shot, please, if you can do that. A warning to all those who can hear this, get out of the cities if you can. In the scenario that's coming, the cities will be the least survivable locations. I think that's just a no-brainer. I think that's true. I'm really looking at myself and how I'm going to relocate, you know, even just here in the next few months, just out of a safety perspective. I don't want to be in one of these giant population centers, at least not in the middle of one. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, because, I mean, you're exactly right. And the, you know, famine will strike other countries in a very aggressive manner around the world. I've talked about that. But there will be food scarcity in the United States, and food will become much more expensive. So, in fact, I think it was Matt Bracken that told me in a recent interview, I was asking him, what are the big signs that the chaos is really here? And he said that when a major grocery store in a major city is looted and gutted by a mob of hungry people. And my reaction to that was that doesn't sound like it's too far off. Actually, I could see that happening later this year or sometime in 2027. When that happens, of course, you do not want to be anywhere near the looting, right? You want to be away from the chaos. You want to be sitting on your ranch somewhere, you know, with all your stored food, you're ready to go, or you're growing some of your own garden vegetables. You're sprouting seeds, you know, for high density nutrition.
Chickens.
You've got top supplements. Yeah, you're harvesting chicken eggs or whatever. That's where you want to be. You want to be as far away from the chaos as possible. And the only way to do that is to get out of the cities. I mean, even like I just mentioned, storing 500 gallons of diesel. That, to a lot of people, that seems like a very odd thing. To me, it's totally normal because I live in the country in Texas, and farmers very often have fuel storage. It's a normal thing. You want to go to a place where that is normal and it doesn't stand out as being weird, because you don't want to have a giant red flag on you and your property. It's like, oh, this person is a prepper. No, this person is a farmer. This person has a tractor. Of course they have 500 gallons of diesel. Who wouldn't? You know, it's an agricultural center here, right? So that's my advice, is to go where you fit in by being prepared and being more self-reliant. And that's the countryside.
Yeah, absolutely. I look around and I like walk around Austin, or I go to like the Domain, Hill Country Galleria downtown. It just looks so soft and so ready for just complete overthrow. And you see people walking the streets. And here's the thing. The homeless people, they're meth out on drugs, whatever. The heat gives people superpowers, right? So you got a bunch of people jacked up walking around. That will become a lot more normal in the coming years as resources dwindle, as jobs fall off, as just the economy craters. And that's the reality that we talk about. This is why we're anti-war. Okay. The pro-war people or people that are pro-war and pretend to be anti-war that say, oh, maybe some of it's justifiable. Trust in the system. Trust the plan. Trust in Trump. That doesn't work out long term because we're already seeing the economic fallout. Trump had a very limited window to actually return cheap energy and to get the economy off the ground. We need cheap energy to go to work, to go to the grocery store, to feed your children, transport your children. Literally every facet of modern life is these internal combustion engines. Right. And although we want to transition to, you know, new technology, and there's a wide discussion about that, our society right now, it runs on the thing that's being choked, not just at the Strait, but also at Bab el-Mandeb. So there's two out of the seven critical waterways restricted right now. And you could say, oh, well, it's only 10%. Oh, the thing that got blown up in the Caspian Sea, that's only 2%. It's a global world energy war that's going to result in a domestic crisis here at home. We have tons of the sweet crude. We got tons of it. We can make the gasoline and whatnot. To make the diesel, a decision has to be made. Larry Johnson talks about this. We either have to make it for the fighter jets and for the aviation, or we have to make it, you know, for the trucks that go to the grocery store. What's your thought on that whole juxtaposition?
Yeah, well, again, to quote Bracken, World War E, where E stands for either energy or Epstein, depending on what topic you're focused on. Right. But it's a world war over energy. And see, let me back up to the first day of the Joe Biden administration. One of the very first executive orders that he signed was the shutting down of the major pipeline and the energy pipeline. I forgot the name of it.
Nord Stream.
It was.
Or no.
No. It was the one in the U.S.
Right. Keystone, I think.
A major. Yeah, right. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Right.
Keystone XL.
That's kind of along the eastern part of the country. Shutting that down. And then, of course, Biden was bragging about how we were going to destroy Nord Stream to cut off Western Europe from Russia's affordable gas. Now then, so that was devastating what Biden did, and also limiting drilling off the coast and so on, limiting energy exploration. That really crippled America. And one of the reasons why China is actually leading in AI technology today, or AI inference serving, is because they have very affordable electricity because they spent decades building out their energy infrastructure while the U.S. was following climate cultists, just, you know, woke idiocy to the point of shutting down our own domestic energy.
Right.
Okay. So China has electricity for everyday people, consumers. They pay, I think, 8 cents or 8.5 cents per kilowatt hour. Imagine, I mean, on the eastern power grid in the U.S., people are paying, you know, 25, 30, 35 cents a kilowatt hour. That's going to go to 50 cents very, very soon. How can you even be competitive if your energy costs 3 or 4 times as much? And the answer is you can't. You know, you can't. By the way, there's a little bit higher commercial rate that commercial users pay in China. But that rate I mentioned is the consumer rate, the end consumer. But then Trump's mistake, in my view, was starting this war with Iran. So that was just as devastating as Joe Biden's mistake of shutting down the Keystone pipeline.
Sure.
Trump's mistake is that you didn't have to. Like, the Strait of Hormuz was open. Everything was working and flowing before February, 28th, 29th of this year. And then Trump starts the war. And then now look at the results. Now we have a global energy shock that is making its way like an avalanche across the world. And it's going to impact us in America. We haven't felt the big repercussions yet because it's a very long, you know, delay time. There's a long latency in the pipeline for food, fertilizer, and energy. But it's not magical. Like, you can't just create molecules of diesel out of nothing. You actually have to get the oil. You actually have to refine it. You actually have to have the physical stuff, right? Or you're screwed. And that's where we are headed. We're going to have scarcity. We might have diesel rationing. And if there's rationing, you know, the military is going to get first dibs on the jet fuel, kerosene, and the diesel. And then everybody else is just going to have to make do. Good luck.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, no, absolutely. One thing I always point back to, and this relates to what we're talking about now, this isn't modern, this happened a long time ago, but you can go watch videos of the Germans demolishing their nuclear power plants and just smiling, just absolute, just glee, high-fiving each
Wild.
Other. And it's just like, well, there's a destruction of the manufacturing engine, the heart of Europe. Like, there it is, bye-bye, it's gone. And then you look at the Nord Stream situation, we say Ukrainian terrorists did it. Well, who funds the Ukrainian terrorists? That would be probably the CIA. So it's pretty much on record that pipeline was blown up, so they had to buy oil 3 times the price from us. And you look at that scenario, you combine that with the nuclear power and then getting rid of that. Europe is completely bankrupt. America, we have some natural resources. We have the oil. We have certain things. We're not in as bad of a spot. What do you see for Europe right now? Because they got Iran, they got Russia, they got China, and they got all these wars they're trying to fund and fight. What's your opinion just on the EU situation?
Well, the EU is completely screwed. And well, they screwed themselves.
Right.
Let's be clear about that. And I'm not talking about the everyday people in the EU countries or in the UK.
The government.
I'm talking about the insane leadership. You know, the bloodlines that David Icke talks about. They are anti-humanist. They're transhumanist. They're insane. They're sociopathic lunatics that actually want to destroy much of the human population. And one of the ways that they see to achieve that is to shut down the energy infrastructure that powered Western Europe and powered industry, especially in Germany, for the last several decades. You know, Germany was the powerhouse, right, since the 1980s. That's done. That's gone now. So the collapse of Western Europe has been planned for a long time. And remember, the reason, or one of the reasons that why they want this war with Russia and they want to escalate it, is so that they can exterminate the young British men, the young French men, young German men. They want to, the leadership wants to exterminate them by sending them off to die in the Russian artillery meat grinder machine, which is the front lines of the war. And that's also, it appears to me, that's also where we're headed in the U.S. Because,
yes.
See, young men in America, like you, Rex, are waking up. They're not buying the BS anymore. They don't buy the psyops anymore. We have decentralization of knowledge and information because of the success of channels like yours and what we're on right now, InfoWars in general, and Alex's work over all the years. The younger generation isn't buying it. And so the people in charge really literally want to kill them all by sending them off to die in a war. But to do that, they need to start the war. They need to provoke the war. They need to tear up all the agreements. That's why Trump doesn't follow the MOU. He violated it in 20 different ways. He claims Iran wants to negotiate. I don't know. He's got voices in his head or something. The truth is, Trump is following a pattern of making the war larger, larger, and larger, and so is Ukraine. And this is going to end up in one giant world war, and one of the reasons, one of the purposes, is to exterminate young men in Western civilization.
Absolutely, and this is why I get so angry about people that lie and say this isn't a war. Like, how dare you? How can you say so? How can you start a fight? How can I punch you in the face and not expect you to punch me back? That's what we did by killing their Pope. On day one, let me not mention. So to people that say that's right, not an act of war, people say, oh, you're crazy. You're not going to get drafted. There's just a limited strike, limited engagement. This expands day by day by day by day. It's over 150 days. All right. We just lost four more soldiers that Trump now claims we didn't lose in the war. I mean, this is the level of like absurd cognitive dissonance that our leadership has about it. And I have to think like they're not fools. They're not lying. Like maybe they're lying to themselves. They know what they're doing. They want to kill off that generation of young men and women, by the way. They want to get both genders involved in this. It's a liberal, as my dad would say, right? They want to send us off to fight and die in Iran. So, hey, you know, Abdul and Mohammed and Ganesh can be the new Americans, the new British people, the new German people. That's the reality.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. Western Europe will be completely taken over by followers of Islam. There's no question about it. I mean, they're just burning all the churches in
France,
for example.
Happened before, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 732 AD.
That's how this whole thing works. But, you know, what Trump is trying to do is tell us, you know, always tells us this is going to be a short war. We were told initially this is going to be 2 to 3 weeks in Iran. And of course, now we're 5 months in plus, and it's going to continue to grow. And you just saw the attacks yesterday on the Saudi Arabian refineries, right?
Aramco, yes.
And the pipeline, the east-west pipeline, and going to Yanbu, the port there on the Red Sea. That is also absolutely deliberate to continue to escalate the supply shock. I think that's taking something like 7 million barrels of oil per day off of the global marketplace. That's going to affect us in a huge way later this year. Because remember, the U.S. imports 6.5 million barrels per day of the heavy crude oil, exactly the kind of oil that's produced in both Iran and Saudi Arabia.
We need it in Russia. We need it. We're not getting it. We got to find it again. Thank you, Mike Adams. I'll see you in the next segment. Stay with us.
Okay. All right.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system. Even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial, and this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down, and First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the third hour with Mike Adams. We got a lot more to cover, a lot more to get into. I want to play clip number 13. This is Tim Dillon kind of eulogizing our society. Go ahead and play it.
And people get mad at me. What are you saying? There's no deep state? No, dummy. But if the deep state can never be affected or impacted or changed, then why even elect this guy? Why did you all get excited and wear the dumb hats, dummies? Why did you care so much about this guy and his election if this deep state, if you were just going to blame everything on the deep state, then what the hell was the point? Why did you go to the rallies? Why did you, were you just trying to go to a concert? And that's really what it was. Did you just like the merch? Why did you care so much about this guy? What if this, why isn't he investigating his own assassination attempt? Let's talk about the deep state for a minute, by the way. Why don't we know anything about the guy that assassinated him? Okay. Or tried to, sorry, attempted. I'm not saying there's no deep, I'm not saying there's not some permanent government apparatus. I've talked about it a million times on the show. I get it. But for the people that ran on upending the deep state to then come in and blame things on the deep state seems like you have to be an idiot for that to work. Why were you excited for this guy to win? Why did anyone think it would be interesting for this guy to win if he was just going to do all the things that this deep state wants him to do? What is he doing that they don't like, by the way? Maybe some tariffs that'll just expire the minute he's out of office? He's in Iran. He kidnapped Maduro. Flock cameras are everywhere. The tech people are getting all the money. So who is this deep state again? Who are these people that are really upset and up in arms with him? Who are they? I don't know who they are. He seems to be, what would they want him to do that he's not doing? He seems to be pretty lockstep with all of these people. Surveillance technology is everywhere. The pace at which unregulated AI is going to grow and become a real problem is harrowing. We're about to commit troops to a war with a country and we'll probably lose. That's the other thing. Unless we put a million people in there and hold their government, and then what'll winning look like? It'll just be tallies of dead people. It's going to be a nightmare. It won't feel like winning. It'll feel like losing, and it'll probably be actually losing too, because there's not much you can do in that country. But again, we're on the brink of that. We're on the brink of that. So again, I'm asking all the smart people, and I'm excluding the paid hack MAGA people that are getting paid by this. That's great. He unwound DEI. Ta-da. Great. I'm all for that.
This is where I'm at. This is where I'm at, because everyone that's, I guess, on the right or whatever, because I don't even believe in that right anymore. I don't believe in the duopoly. I think that you either serve the authority or you serve the truth. All these people are trying to compromise and say, hey, man, we're still getting a lot of what we needed, a lot of what we wanted to get done. I voted for the peace president. I voted for the guy that promised to, you know, end things like this, end globalism. What do you think of what Tim just said there?
Well, I think Tim nailed it, and I love his presentation style.
Me too.
And he's expressing the outrage that many of us feel and the betrayal that many people feel. And, you know, I did not vote for Trump this third time. I voted for him twice before, but not this time. Because I sensed that he had done too many deals with too many parties, such as, for example, the military-industrial complex, and also big tech, et cetera. And so I specifically did not vote for him. But then I also realized I was in Texas, and Texas was going to go pro-Trump anyway. But let me share something that's related to what Tim just said there that I think is a much bigger and much more critical picture. Trump needs a nuclear war in order to deliver the second half of a major binary weapon system that began with Trump approving the COVID vaccines. So the COVID vaccines, they hijack your body's cells to produce spike protein toxins. And these spike protein toxins then are circulating throughout your body. And in the presence of spike protein toxins, your body's normal DNA repair mechanisms are suppressed by 85 to 90%. So from a technical standpoint, those are called NHEJ, non-homologous end joining, that repairs double strand breaks, which is a total break of your chromosomes. And there's another one called HR, which is homologous recombination. These are suppressed, again, up to 90% by the presence of the spike protein. Now, stay with me here, Rex, because this is a huge deal. Normally, your body is repairing literally billions of errors every single day in your chromosome, because, you know, your cells are dividing, and so your genetic material is, you know, it's unraveling and then it's replicating through a DNA polymerase enzymes. It's creating copies. Copies sometimes have errors. The errors are repaired. Some errors are introduced by background radiation, ionizing radiation from sunlight, from high altitude air travel, from dental x-rays, chest x-rays, whatever. Chemical exposure, also toxic chemicals. If you then have a nuclear war and you have radioisotope fallout, where background levels of ionizing radiation are substantially increased all around the world, then all of those people who took the vaccine will be unable to repair their DNA to keep up with the levels of double strand breaks from the ionizing radiation. So the vaccine was the first part of a binary weapon system that suppressed DNA repair, which is why we're getting accelerated aging, turbo cancers, and immune system failure in those people. Billions of people are suffering effects of vaccines all over the world. You start a nuclear war, it's the kill switch. It's the kill switch that causes people's DNA to lose all integrity. And then you die from the inside. You die at the cellular level. Your organs fall apart from the inside. And it doesn't look like the globalist exterminated billions of humans.
Okay, so this is key. This is absolutely key. The overpopulation thing that we're constantly sold, as populations become richer, more developed, people eventually stop having kids or they have less children. So the population growth, that whole narrative, oh, we're not going to be able to feed the planet. It's actually population collapse that we have to be worried about. Think about being old and having no one there to repair the roads, be an electrician, be a plumber, be your doctor, be your friend. Imagine a world that's empty. That's the world that they're creating because they believe in their robot, AI, transhumanist, brain node interface system that they'll build, that they won't need it. But in that world, they also won't need you. And this is what's key for everyone in the audience to understand. Mike, I know you have a ton of experience when it comes to, you know, breaking down the technocrats and the elites. What do they say about what they want to do to the human population?
Well, in my view, in my understanding of what they want, and then there are different factions, by the way. It's sure. Not one just, you know, unified group. But they all see, they see humanity as a threat to their power. This is why we talked about they want to start wars, because they want to send young men off to die. But they see humanity as a whole as a threat to their power. So they want to replace humans with robots so that the robots, you know, carry out the labor to keep the remaining elite humans living in relative wealth, you know, plenty of food, you know, plenty of land, etc. But robots will be given the right to vote. And that will happen. And by the way, we've already seen, I think there's one town, I forgot where it is in the U.S., that gave the right to vote to corporations or non-human entities, you know, legal entities, were given the right to vote in local elections. This is going to expand to where robots will be said to have consciousness. And that's going to be a very interesting philosophical argument. You know, you and I talked about consciousness last week on the War Room. But once it is established, and this is exactly where this is going, they're going to say that AI has consciousness. And that then robots that are embodied with AI are themselves conscious beings. Therefore, they should have the right to vote. Once that law goes in where robots have the right to vote, they don't need any humans at all, because the robots will replace the labor, but most importantly, the voting. And then they can, of course, build in all the back doors to have the robots vote to keep the people in power. Okay. And then humans will be killed off through famine and war and the radiation binary weapon that I just mentioned. It'll be genetic. Basically, it's a genetic kill switch is what's been, and Trump is unleashing both of them. That's what's astonishing. He unleashed the original COVID vaccines, emergency use authorization, bragged about it. It's a DOD weapon laundered through China's Wuhan lab for gain of function additions in order to bypass U.S. restrictions of the criminality of bioweapons development. So they just laundered it through China. And then if we get to a nuclear war, even just a small tactical nuclear weapon will result in these radioisotopes fallout. You know, there will be fallout all over the world. And Rex, one more thing. That term fallout applies to vaccine shedding. I'm calling vaccine shedding vaccine fallout. It's spike protein fallout. If you are around a person who has been vaccinated with these mRNA systems, their bodies are factories that are churning out bioweapon toxins, which are the spike protein that suppress your DNA repair mechanisms. That's vaccine fallout. And then we could have nuclear war fallout. Together, It's the end of anyone who doesn't know how to repair their DNA, who doesn't know how to protect themselves. And I'm actually, the reason I know so much about this is because I'm producing a free seminar about this very topic. And the good news, Rex, and this has to do with what, you know, your company there and what you offer, is that nutrition is the answer. So it's amazing. Like the body knows how to repair itself, but that knowledge is censored and suppressed.
Right.
To make people vulnerable to this.
Right. And they want to make people into this Roundup Ready corn. I talked to Kriston Harris about this, also a host on the network, where essentially you have a designer genetically modified baby. And hey, here's the thing. Hey, it's the year's 2040. Your kid can't see all the screens, the special screens on the wall, because they don't have the eye implant that pairs with their genetic thing to do whatever. The future, like, it's cyberpunk. It's 2077. The future is now. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, that's for the surviving elite. They want to become transhumanists.
Everyone else
is
dead.
But they, right, everyone else is dead. That's their plan. Clearly, that's their plan. Now, you know, the good news in this is that it's not very difficult to become hard to kill. This is a key message that I've been talking about for years. It's pretty easy to be hard to kill. One of those is to get out of the kill zones, which is the cities.
Right.
The other one is to become a lot more self-reliant. The other one is to be incredibly well-informed, so you see the early signs of what's happening. So if you are entirely dependent on the system for food, for water, for healthcare, for everything, for money, then you are absolutely under their control, and you will not survive. As, you know, I think Michael Young was on with you or with Alex the other day, saying, or maybe it was with Harrison, saying this very thing. Like, big boy rules apply right now. If you don't know what's going on, you're going to die and your family will die. But it's not that difficult to actually be hard to kill. All you have to do is follow basic preparedness, decentralization, maybe a physical location change. Certainly get out of the blue cities in the blue states. You don't want to be anywhere near, you know, Los Angeles or Chicago or Denver when this goes
down.
Hold
on. Right? They made a movie about that. It's called Escape from New York, Escape from L.A. Literally, it was predicted in the annals of time. We knew this was going to happen. I want to go to this clip 14. Man is removed after clapping during public comment at a Kansas data center zoning meeting, because it's very Warhammer 40K, the worship of the technology, we must have the technology, put the technology in front of ourselves. Eventually, you're going to have a system where, you know, kind of like 1984, it's kind of a blend between 1984 and Brave New World. I know we say, like, we're going to have the elites and they'll have access to the technology and they'll survive. I do believe there's going to be a permanent slave class. I think they want that. They'll have fun with that. It'd be like, you know, you get to go purge them whenever you want, rape them whenever you want, experiment on them whenever you want.
Organ harvesting.
Exactly. Just like in China. Let's play clip number 14. Those are pigs grabbing him.
It's very clear at the beginning that each person is given their 2 minutes, and we're trying to be respectful of that. Snapping, clapping, any other rude comments or anything, we will ask you to leave.
Pause it. You've been fine. That's Hitler. Right there. Leave that up. That's the road to hell right there. It's a lady like that that passes laws that make sure you'll never have a future. Truly disgusting how, it's my dad's class. Oh, I wear the fluffy socks. You can trust me. I have different colored socks. I have a polka dot shirt. Ooh, look at me. And she's literally plotting, actively implementing your own destruction just because she doesn't care. That's the craziest part. What do you think?
Well, let me turn this on its head, because the silver lining in this is that most of those local tyrants have no idea what's coming and they will not be prepared.
Yes.
And they won't make it. So it's pretty easy to outlive the local tyrants. So there's some good news for you today.
Sure.
It's not that difficult. And those people will become, you know, so desperate, and, you know, they'll be begging you for food and help. And, you know, hey, we want to be good Christian people. We want to help as many as we can. I already have plans to donate a large amount of food and supplies to local churches. But if somebody comes to my home who I know was a local tyrant, you know, I'm not going to hurt them. I'm not going to lecture them. I'm going to say, I don't have anything for you. Go to the church, because that's where my donations are. And I hope you learn something. about all this, because it's people like you that caused this situation.
Right.
So hope you live through it.
Yeah, and I was,
know, that's the best I can do.
100%. I was rewatching my dad's old documentaries, and I think it's in Police State too. He says ignorance is the greatest weapon, because if you don't know what you're doing, they can use you to do anything. It's even more so a person that's pure evil, because they'll have their own self-interest, right? Somebody that's purely ignorant can be led into doing whatever you want them to do, and they think they're doing a good thing as long as you pat them on the back and tell them, you know, good boy or good girl in whatever scenario. It really is wild.
Yeah, yeah. And the breakdown period of society is going to be very violent. And there was a video that went viral, I think, yesterday or the day before, of those young African-American
yes.
boys coming out of their cars, shooting their guns without ever using any of the sights.
Can we find
anything.
That? It's Matt Bracken. It's
wild.
Matt Bracken. Dad retweeted it. It's kind of like a crazy YN clip, I guess would be the colloquial term.
Yeah, yeah. It was a YN youth clip right. or whatever that was. And what's interesting about that clip is that, you know, you depending on where you live, you will be assaulted by a large number of different groups of different ethnicities who are starving and desperate.
And high tech.
And most of them.
High
what's
tech.
That?
High tech as well. They'll have satellite surveillance. They'll have vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's the key. Go ahead.
But the interesting part is that just like that video shows, most people don't know how to deploy firearms accurately or in any really effective way. For example, the combat effectiveness of those young men in that video is near zero.
Yeah.
Like any trained U.S. Marine would just pick them off in seconds, right? Or any individual trained in rifle use and using red dot sights appropriately or whatever, 3X optics would just take them out in seconds. But there's going to be a very large number of extremely desperate, hungry people. And there's a whole quality to the being overwhelmed by just rapid firepower. There you go. I think
Warlords.
His accuracy would improve if he pulled his pants down more. if the pants are around your ankles, I hear that your accuracy goes up.
That's true.
But I mean, look at the posture. Like none of them have gone to any kind of firearms training. This guy's got the
closest
thing.
That was the best
thing,
one we've
at
seen.
Least.
That's the
yeah,
best one
that was
we've
the
seen.
Best. Yeah, right. Maybe he's had a little bit of training. The rest of these people have no idea. Like you can't hit anything shooting from the hip. Come on.
Right. But you got 10, right? You got 10 guys, 100 guys running at you. It's like warlord stuff, mob rule. And that's the future we're talking about is Mad Max, a Mad Max scenario of choice that we were put in. This is an illegal
right.
war of aggression. Go ahead.
Right, but remember, when there's a diesel shortage, then the radius of the Mad Max effect will be quite limited. So they can only drive so far out because fuel's hard to get. Like, this becomes Mad Max. This becomes Escape from New York. Or they have to get there through some other means other than a combustion engine, you know, walking or bicycles for that. Or motorcycles will become even more popular because
yes.
they have extended range. So... But the farther away you are from these Mad Max zones, that is going to be the blue cities, the better off you're going to be and the less likely you will have to deploy firearms in self-defense. Because, you know, we can laugh at people like that, but I don't want to have to shoot anybody in self-defense who is assaulting my ranch. Am I willing to? Absolutely.
Right.
But do I want to? Oh, no, absolutely not. It's not my wish.
Here's the reality. People are going to get really hungry and they're going to get really mad and they're going to see people that have stuff they don't have. And just like, I'll give an example. Okay. This applies to all human beings. All right. Cause it applies on an animal level. You have a zookeeper that takes care of chimpanzees. He gives chimpanzee a cake on its birthday, doesn't give the other ones a cake. The other chimpanzee, right? That's where we're going. It's animalistic behavior. My dad talks about it all the time. Once you start spending over 60% of your money on fuel and food, you go to war. And that's just a societal equation.
Right. And what will happen is that the desperate gangs, they will very quickly ramp up their level of violence. And then the civilized, polite society people will lag behind that dramatically. They won't ramp up their response, their self-defense use of kinetic weapons in a rapid enough fashion in order to meet the escalated violence that's coming at them. So, for example, most Americans are good people. And if someone comes to your door, let's say a young mother with a child, they look impoverished. They look like they're hungry and they knock on the door. Can you give us some food? Yeah, because what's actually happening is there's a man 400 yards away with a rifle scope that's going to put a round through your head, like a 308 round or whatever, and then this is going to take everything in your house. And most Americans do not anticipate that because they're good people. They wouldn't do that to somebody else. So they won't realize that that's what's coming. And, you know, there's going to be all kinds of traps on the road, like, oh, it's an injured person. It's a car accident. No, it's a trap. If you stop, you're dead. Your whole family's dead. You're all going to be looted. You're done. Okay. So that's the problem. And, you know, I've trained with special forces. I've trained with Navy SEALs. Over the years, I've done extensive training, scenario training, hostage rescue, tubular assault training, whatever. And the one thing I learned from all the specialists that I trained with is that the person who's late to ramp up the use of your tools is the one who dies. So you have to have a mindset of being willing to protect the innocent and being willing to use a rifle or whatever tools you have on your own property in self-defense, but to deploy them rapidly as chaos takes place. And that's the only way you're going to survive this. And by the way, your local law enforcement, they probably don't have enough ammo. They probably don't have enough body armor. I know this because I've worked with a lot of local law enforcement over the years as to helping them get some of this equipment. I'm talking about sheriffs, constitutional sheriffs, by the way, not like city police who are all, you know, woke idiots, but constitutional sheriffs and sheriff's deputies. They are not equipped. They don't have the ammo to fight off the hooligans, okay? And a lot of them don't have the training, believe it or not. I mean, they qualify with a few rounds from a Glock, you know, every quarter or whatever. But they're only given sometimes 50 rounds of ammo a month to train with. 50 rounds.
Nightmare.
50 rounds a month. I mean, me and my buddies, that's like we warm up with that to make sure, you know, the targets are working. You know, that's like 50 rounds. We're just getting started here. So that's the reality. You better be ready for what's coming.
100%. And that's a very important message. Become combat effective. Take courses. Train with firearms. Get acquainted with both handguns, rifles, and other things as well. Learn how to drive a motorcycle, even if you don't want to. I hate motorcycles, but I do know how to drive one. Learn how to operate heavy machinery. You're going to know how to use a diesel tractor, all sorts of stuff like that. Because we're going to be in a world where we have a lot less options. And when we're in that world, I hope all you remember who took it away. Because it wasn't people like us on this network, because we've been talking about this literally for 30 years. It's people that sleepwalk us into the situation. So in closing, Mike Adams, got like a minute left. What do you think?
Well, and last comment on that, you probably don't need more ammo. What you need is more training time. You need more dry fire time. You need just more muscle memory in deploying firearms.
Right.
And do so lawfully and safely and always follow the four rules of firearm safety, et cetera, and protect the innocent. So I'm not advocating initiating violence, but rather halting violence.
Absolutely.
In a lawful and ethical way. Finally, if people want to follow me, you know, my articles are at naturalnews.com. My videos are at brightvideos.com. And my AI engine that is the truly the best uncensored AI engine is brightanswers.ai.
Beautiful. I'm going to be using that later today. Thank you, Mike Adams. Always a pleasure. We'll have you back on soon. Really appreciate watching you over the years. You've been a big influence on me and my broadcasting 100%. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Rex. God bless you. Take care.
God bless you too. We'll be right back with more news and breaking information. I want to do kind of a Sam Altman deep dive. I want to look at him and we'll cover the war, of course, more because I haven't really gotten to that today. I do think I'm going to take your calls. So looking forward to that in the next segment. Thank you all so much. If you want to find me, I'm Rex Jones News with a Z on X. I'm also Rex Jones News with a Z on Instagram. I'm Gray Area Talks and New American Journal. I got my whole network. I do a morning show, 8 a.m., 11 a.m., do an evening show, 7:30, 9:30 p.m. I'm live for you every single day, sometimes multiple times a day during the week. Follow me. Come on. I'm your guy. I'm your boy. I'm your homie. I'll see you after this break.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price, price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation, email. You call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
I don't need BB to tell me that. BB's telling me that because he wants me to stay involved. I mean, right. I don't necessarily. We have the finest, because of Space Force, we have the greatest cameras in the world focused on. We know exactly what's going on. But, no, I heard BB announce that. I said, why don't you just tell it to me? Why do you have to announce it to the world? I know exactly what's going on at Pickaxe. It's not a big problem. We took out their nuclear sites, and we'll have to take out Pickaxe if we don't make a deal. If we don't make a deal, we'll take it out very easily.
Been said by military people, you know better, that for the 14 days that you hit them was relatively surgical. It was focused basically around the strait. But for it to amp it up, you needed more of your material in the region, and it's arrived. Has Admiral Cooper given you the type of plan that you believe will be effective in essentially destroying their nuclear, stopping their funding of proxies, as well as their ballistic program? Have you seen that on paper?
Well, it's already
has
been
it convinced
mostly
you
done. Look, we have a blockade up there right now, and only ships that we want to get through. Iran doesn't control the strait. We control the strait. Now, they can drop a couple of mines in there and screw things up, but we control the strait. Our Navy is incredible. Not one ship has gotten to Iran during any time where we had the blockade. So we had the blockade.
Right.
We had the confines of a deal. I set the blockade back, but I didn't take it away. The ships were not far away.
But ships are not getting through now.
And then I had to bring it back. But no, this is done with the Admiral. He's great. This is all done with the Admiral. He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. General Raisin Cain.
Mr. President, are we right that no merchant ships are getting through right now? Maybe 3 or 4 a day when you need about 100?
The only ones that get through are the ones that we want to get through. They're the only ships that get through, Brian. We have a blockade that's so powerful that nobody can get through. They tried.
Completely sickening. When I saw this clip this morning, I thought that it was from, you know, a couple months ago, and it ended up on my timeline by mistake. Remember when we had the blockade? Remember that didn't work out? Nah, it's all over. It's all done. Throw that map up there. It's still up. Show that U.S. blockade line. The Strait of Hormuz, see how far away that is? You know why the U.S. blockade line isn't any closer to the Strait? Because if it were any closer, they would hit those ships with anti-ship missiles they've been given by the Chinese. And what Donald Trump says there, the outrageous lie of, they can just drop a few mines and mess it up for everybody. That means there's no insurance that'll insure the vessels. That means no VLCCs. That means very large crude oil carriers will go through. That means it shut down. And he admits, he says, well, the only ships getting through are the ones that we want to get through. That's not what we need. We need the traffic to return to pre-war conditions, which I believe is 150 vessels a day. So instead of signing the MOU, we did sign that. Instead of honoring the MOU, we told ships to turn their transponders off and to go on the route that was unapproved. That was a violation of the document, just like the war in Lebanon, just like refusing to give them back the money that was agreed on. Look at this. Houthis fire on Saudi vessel. More ships make U-turns after MOU revival. Hype returns. China, meanwhile, negotiating safe tanker passage. Look at that. So anyone that tells you this is over, oh, you know, it's not a war, it's little engagement, it's a detour, it's an excursion, that's the type of language Donald Trump has used, they're lying to you. If you're young, they want to get you drafted. If you're old, they want to take all your money. They want to take the economy away from you. They want your children to starve because, hey, the people that support this war, they're fat, they're rich, they're old, and they're happy. And they got what they need. They lived in prosperity. They bought their house for 90 grand in the 90s. You don't get to have that same opportunity. You get to fight and die in Iran. We're not doing it. I'm a conscientious objector. I will never go fight for Israel. I'll never go die for Israel or Ukraine or in this giant world energy war. It's fake. It's a fraud. They put us in this position. I'm going to be taking your calls after this break. I want to talk to you guys, especially if you're military. Please call in. If you disagree with me, please call in. I want to hear how maybe you think it's not a war yet still, even after we went over the powerful information with my father, Kyle Serafin, and Mike Adams. Call that number, 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. I really look forward to hearing from you. Call that number, 512-266-0642. We'll be right back after this break. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get yourself some methylene blue. I've got the Power Drive bundle. Okay? That's methyl drive and power plant. CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Roja, Ashwagandha, Zinc, Magnesium, Boron, Selenium. You need it. Take it with methylene blue. Thealexjonesstore.com.
This shower filter slays 95% of the lead, 99% of the chlorine, and keeps that damn atrazine out of your water. Protect yourself. Don't let them turn you gay. Purify it now.
Mother, do you really want to shower with me? Do you want to clean everything? Oh, mother!
I'm not gay. You are.
Real time. Uncensored. Unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're in that fourth hour, baby. I love doing it. I love hosting the Alex Jones Show live on the Alex Jones Network. It's funny, you might not know this. My name is Rex Alexander Jones. So you are watching the Alex Jones Show, and you will always watch it in the future. So happy to be with you here today. I'm going to read out the number one more time to call in. That's 512-266-0642. Especially if you're military, I do want to hear from you. So do we have callers on the board? Do we have callers? Chopped brisket on the board, just like Bucky's. You go to Bucky's and they're always yelling out, chopped brisket on the board. We got callers showing up. Mike in Houston, I want to talk to you. You're on the air. How are you doing?
Yeah. Am I speaking to Rex right now?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I thought your screener was still at work. I got a bone to pick with your dad. I've been calling him since the earliest days, back in the late 90s. We had to drag him kicking and screaming across the Israeli crossing line. He just would never admit that Israel was set up to be a lightning rod to bring us to this Armageddon point in world history. I don't know if he has Freemasonry in his background.
I don't think that's true. I think that's your assertion. Is he not on video talking about them in 9/11 when it happened? Why do you respond to that, Mr. Kicking and Screaming?
If I watch someone kill, a loved one in front of me, I said, well, yeah, it was definitely Joe, but you have to consider, Fred and his cousin and, 15 other people. This is the way he constantly distracts and diverts.
I disagree. I think it's called wide spectrum analysis.
Yeah, you can disagree, but you'd be wrong like your old man. I'm sorry.
All right. Hold on. Where's your 30-year live show where you reveal the truth to everyone and you know everything? How many people have you informed?
as many as I could. I was working for much of that time. I was studying when I could. I read many of the same books as Alex. I just came to somewhat different conclusions, apparently. The Birch Society background will lead you away from Israel. That's the one thing you bring up, and that's untouchable. They will just cut you off immediately. I'm sorry.
All right, well, hold on. All right, Unc. Let me come in here. Do you not see me on the network literally all the time talking about all this stuff? And if he's really the Freemason Zionist, blah, 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 and I talk about world Jewry and how it's destroying the planet all day, how do you square that circle? How does that work?
Freemasonry, which is almost never discussed on your
Yeah, the Black Pope and all that. Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
These are the foot soldiers of Kabbalistic Judaism, which is where Judaism is today. Judaism is not some a proto-Christian. We're not Judeo-Christians. That's an oxymoron. The Judaic.
We agree.
Absolutely nothing to do with Christianity of any sort. Now, I've met a lot of benign and healthy thinking Jews over my career. I was a working physician. I had to deal with them in the OR. Some were malignant. Some were just ordinary folks who led very secular lives. All types, just like Christians for the most part. But there is a subset out there, and I pointed this out to Alex weeks ago. Chabad Lubavitch. It's in a book called Illuminati 4, and I pointed out precisely what Henry Makow, the author, explained, is that these people have in mind getting a nuclear war during a definite time window, a one-year window between Rosh Hashanah, which is coming up September 11th of this year, to Rosh Hashanah of 27. That one year, they want to clear as many Gentiles off the face of the earth to welcome back or to welcome in the Messiah that they've been yearning for thousands of years, the one who will smite Gentiles right and left, and a bloodthirsty Messiah of the sort that they didn't recognize in Jesus.
Right, so, because Jesus came in on the donkey with the palm branch instead of with the sword like they expected. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate that. Let's go ahead and get to Lander in South Dakota. Lander, are you on the air?
Hey, Rex. Thanks for taking my call. Well, since you had Mike Adams on earlier, I thought I would mention a sort of seedling sprouting platform, the books.brightlearn.ai engine, which is developed by Mike Adams. It's something I've used a little bit as an interesting research tool, and anyone can go to that website, use AI agents to create their own research books. It's all royalty free. It's all free to download. For instance, if you were to go and type in the Far East Crucible, you would find a 20th century history of my notes on East Asia that really starts with President Grant telling the Emperor of Japan not to take Western debt. It goes through World War II, goes through the Korean War and Vietnam War. But ultimately, all of these immense events are really just the pattern of American politics played out in the Far East of East Asia. Just an example there. I don't want to go too much into that topic, but
no, really quick though.
AI platform, you know,
really quick. That's a powerful
platform.
That's a powerful resource. People need to know about that. Read that out again. The URL for that, really quick.
That's books.brightlearn.ai. And if you're a homeschooler, you can have your children go and download books, edit them, revise them, teach people that AI is not an authority. It's a research assistant for us to, check up on and use to our fullest potential, really.
Right. The problem is the people that have the power, they want to own these tools and manipulate them. That's why it's so important to support people like Mike Adams, who does incredible projects like that. So you're somebody, you're very deep into history, Middle East history, stuff like that. What's your exegesis approximation of the situation we're in right now with this war?
I'm absolutely horrified by it, frankly. It's just such a strategic blunder from the beginning. You know, it's like if you have a child who plays real-time strategy games, they would know not to make these blunders. It's just heinous the way they've gone into the Strait of Hormuz like this with no concept that, you know, we're in the 21st century now. Warfare is not what it used to be. And if we have any ground troops land, they're going to have thousands of Shaheds coming in
blowing them up and never even see what hit them.
Right. And it literally, it seems to be that it's all pretext for that mass draft, for that World War III. Like, we're like less than a year away from that in my approximation. And I've had a number of people on, the Quartering Andrew Wilson, that have pretended this isn't a war, that want to bury their head in the sand like an ostrich or whatever. Hell is coming. Hell is already here. It's already on the way. What is your approximation? What would you say, as just a history buff, looking back at past history, past wars that we've fought, like look at Vietnam as an example. Remember, that started off as not a war too. What do you think about that?
Right. Well, okay, let me go back to Brightlearn for a second, because if you were to type into Brightlearn, Pentagon's laboratory, you'd see a research book that I wrote that says the Vietnam War was the deep state's early experiment in endless warfare. That's where they deployed a lot of these systems for the first time and figured out how to do endless warfare that we've been in for 20 years. But now we're at the capstone. We are at the end of the Project for a New American Century plan with Iran. And so this really isn't the end isn't the same as the middle of a story.
Right. No, 100%. I agree. Phenomenal call. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. All right, let's go to Jay in Illinois. Jay, you're on the air.
Hi, Rick. A couple quick things. First of all, I want to say you've really come into your own. There was a time when I had a hard time listening to you, not because you weren't knowledgeable, but you were just so different from your dad. And you're similar, too, but I actually enjoy listening to you now. I'm not much on your tandem thing with your friend. I'd rather just hear what you have to say. But then the other thing I wanted to get to was this whole thing about conscientious objector. Make sure you do some research on it, because you have to be opposed to all war. And I think you kind of strike me as a guy who, if it came to defending America, that would be a war that you would not oppose. So I hope you look
Sure, but the whole thing is like, I hear this a lot from people. It's like, oh, well, just say you're pro-peace. Don't say you're anti-war. The language and the tone policing, here's my thing. Over the past 80 years, these have been the only types of wars that we fight. We don't fight wars to protect ourselves. I'll go back to Otto von Bismarck. We have weak neighbors to our north and south, and we have fish to our east and west. So why the hell do I have to worry about going to war in a nation that has nuclear weapons? That's my,
right.
It's all fake. That's what I have to say. That's why I use such strong language. And I, of course, would defend the United States of America. But when it comes to foreign conflicts, I believe in what George Washington said. No foreign entanglements.
So do I. But again, do look carefully, because if it's a wartime draft, you're going to be called before a board. You're going to have to explain yourself, and you have to be in opposition to all war.
Yeah, I'm probably going to bounce, to be honest with you. I don't plan on being slaughtered for Israel. I think that's a crime they're doing against me. I think in the future, the government wants the young people, if we have a society, if we have a world, once we take it over, I think there's going to be some serious reforms. I think we'll see people executed for this. I'll work my entire life for it.
We need serious reforms. I'm very much a constitutionalist, and that's why your dad and yourself, your thoughts and opinions and everything are very important to me, because we're all kind of seeing things the same way.
Sure. Thank you for your call. Really appreciate that. Jay in Illinois. Let me go to Craig in Ohio. Craig in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex. A couple quick things. One, I agree with the no foreign entanglements, but that was also when the world was much larger, right? The world's much smaller now. Okay, so just keep that in mind. The other thing is, when Mike Adams was talking about, you know, all this stuff he was talking about before, like, I like Mike Adams. He's done a lot of great work, very smart guy, but he totally bought into the Q stuff before hook, line, and sinker. So I guess what I'm trying to say today is just trying to take a big picture view, okay? And I think more than a nuclear, you know, fallout and attacking our DNA with mRNA vaccines and stuff like that, I think it's as simple as not crushing the U.S. dollar, but actually taking it higher. All right, because that will destroy the global system. But let me explain this, right?
Just no, that's a really good point. I'll get into it a little bit, and I'll let you explain. I don't agree with the Mike Adams characterization, but I'll explain here. If the U.S. dollar is worth so much money, then these regional currencies will be worth nothing, and the people won't be able to buy food. So go ahead.
Bingo. You nailed it. And that's the key. Everybody talks about the dollar going down and getting destroyed. The dollar can fail on the downside. The dollar can fail on the upside. I've spent 150,000 hours, so a lot of time of my life, right, studying these currencies. And Today and tomorrow, the Fed are in a meeting, right? Kevin Warsh was installed by Trump, by the mega group, right? By, I mean, just think of the connection here, okay? You have Kevin Warsh, right? You have Scott Bessent. You have Stan Druckenmiller. All those guys are associated with Soros, right? And yet Trump, not only that, Kevin Warsh's father-in-law is Ron Lauder, who's part of the mega group, right? With Wexner, Epstein, the whole deal, right? The Bronfmans, everyone. The dollar is so susceptible. And why do they need a higher dollar? Because, you know, we went Ottoman Empire, Federal Reserve, World War I, World War II, right? All the Rothschild money, all the Rothschild banking interests, South America, Europe, around the world, Swiss franc, Switzerland became a huge, you know, money laundering center for the whole world. And we're moving away from that, right? We're moving into a stablecoin tokenization world, right? And so it's all digital. And currency is typically bound by geography, right? Culture, rule of law, you know, work ethic, geographical boundaries, rivers, oceans, whatever, mountains, whatever. But that's all going away with this digital world, right? The mountains of Switzerland don't mean what they once did before, which goes back to no foreign entanglements anymore. You can't hide anymore, right? And so the whole thing I'm getting at is this whole Federal Reserve thing is coming down, right? Like Kevin Warsh is a total fraud, right? I mean, just look and do the work on this guy. I mean, he's best buddies with Stan Druckenmiller. Stan Druckenmiller and Scott Bessent took down the British pound on behalf of George Soros, which they're just all acting on bigger interests, right? These guys are just all a bunch of pawns, right? You know, just they're high level pawns, but don't get me wrong. They're
okay.
Pawns,
okay.
Right?
You've got a lot of experience. I want to get to other callers. Give us a few. Give us three names to research, and I'll do the research on that.
Yeah, so figure out who Kevin Warsh is, right? Mm-hmm. Go back and watch and see what he's done for the last year and how Trump has promoted him and now how Trump's behind him. And if these guys take interest rates up, okay, then we have so much debt that every incremental 25 basis point increase is going to destroy our economy and the whole – right? It's going to destroy the lower class. It's going to destroy – the higher currency, that's going to drive the currency higher. Higher interest rates will drive our currency higher. Bessent and all these guys will get behind it. So, again, just the biggest thing to do is watch the relationship between Scott Bessent, right? Not only that, look at David Sacks, okay? He's the crypto czar in there, part-time crypto czar. Look at Chamath Palihapitiya. And if you get a chance, here's one thing to research. If your team can pull up a clip on X with Chamath Palihapitiya saying, okay,
well, hold on, really quick. I'm not going to cut you off. I want you to stay on the phone. That is a crazy name. So spell that out slowly. I'm going to try to write that down.
Yeah, so it's C-H-A-M-A-T-H, okay? And his last name is Palihapitiya, P-A-L-Y-H-I-P-I-T-I-Y-A, I think.
All right, that should be close enough to find it. So go into this guy really quick.
So here's the deal. He and David Sacks are the ones that got J.D. Vance in as vice president, right? Mm. They did a fundraiser. We know Peter Thiel got J.D. Vance in as a senator in Ohio, $15 million. We see it only getting amplified now. Then we get Chamath Palihapitiya, David Sacks raising money in San Francisco right before the, I think, completely false, fake Butler, PA shooting. That's a whole scam. But the point is these guys orchestrated a big fundraiser, right, to get J.D. Vance in as vice president. And Chamath Palihapitiya is behind a lot of this stuff. Just run this clip on him. 150 people rule the world. It's a very important clip. I mean, he just straight up tells you 150 people rule the world, bar none, locked. And this guy sat at the right hand of Trump during the tech roundtable, right? He and his wife, right next to, you know, Zuckerberg and all those nut jobs, right? All the tech nut jobs sitting right around. So look, you guys say all the time, Trump's either ignorant or he's evil. This guy is the heart of the Trojan horse, in my opinion, right? We have brought him through the gates. This guy has fooled us. The whole story with the, you know, the scorpion, the snake, whatever, that's him. It's Trump.
I agree.
Scorpion, he is the snake. So just do the research on Chamath Palihapitiya, David Sacks, Kevin Warsh, Scott Bessent, Stanley Druckenmiller. They all work for Soros. Well, Bessent and Druckenmiller work for Soros, okay? And now Warsh is a direct descendant off of Stanley Druckenmiller, right? And not only that, look who's the right Scott Bessent's now running our Treasury, right? And Kevin Warsh is running the Federal Reserve, and we saw this during the real estate crisis, right? We saw that the Treasury was able to raise $500 billion and allow the Federal Reserve to lever it up 10 to 1 to create all these crazy, Look, and this goes back to the Federal Reserve.
No, you're good. I appreciate it. I do have to get to other callers. I will do the research. I hope you listen to more shows. I'll talk about it in the future. Thank you. Let's go to Van in Arizona. Van, you're on the air.
Go next. I'm going to be constructively critical right now, and I mean this in the best possible light. And this isn't a knock on your dad. Been listening to your dad for over 20 years. I respect the guy, love his take. I always go to him first when I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on. But I think we need to stop being so trusting of Vance. I think we need to be more open-minded that, like, everything has failed. How many times we're going to be fooled? How many times we have to be lied to? How many times do we have to trust the plan? Whether it was blindly following Ron Paul, knowing that the state Republican parties were never going to give him that nomination. They were never going to let him in. Trump came in from all guns blazing, but I don't want to expose myself too much. I know the system very well. My grandfather used to be the sergeant at arms for the Arizona Republican Party, a very powerful person. I was a Ron Paul supporter, and there's people I know that he kept out of those meetings that did not let Ron Paul get the nomination. Ron Paul had the support. He had the people behind him. It was neck and neck with Romney. We were in Arizona in McCain's home state. We were running down McCain. It is an organization, it is a mafia, it is a gang, and we all have to come together. We all have to try. And it's so half-assed, this support of Vance, and it's like, come on, dude, we need somebody. We need something. It has to be real.
Here, Let me come in. They're all complicit in pushing the war. That is not a war that started 47 years ago that you have to get drafted to fight in. It's going to last another 20 years, but it's not a war. And that's ultimately why I can't support anybody in this administration ever again. That's why I disavow both Rubio and Vance, and I have that position. It's unlike my father's, but this is my position. I don't trust any of these people. So I'm right with you there.
Yeah, we need a dark horse, man. We need somebody to come in and just overhaul everything. Closing not every base around the world, but over half the bases should just be shut down. We need to come back to America.
We have 700.
We need to have 100. But realistically, about 100 different bases. I think that's good. It's just so overdone.
Let me come in here.
I'm not a foreign policy expert. Mm-hmm. I'm not a military expert. But what I will say is I'm an American, and my kids, I'm like in my early 40s, dude. My kids have no future, bro. I need something for my I am watching. It's like Weimar Republic. It's horrible. This is crazy. And the thing is, I didn't support Trump in 16. I went with Johnston. I'm like, dude, I don't trust that guy. But it took a year to be okay, I like him. And then I voted for him in 20, voted for him in 24. And I'm so ashamed of myself. It's like, dude, this is the ultimate black pill. Just knowing better, being fooled, riding with it, and accepting mediocre BS with the Ross, when he got, Ross Ulbricht, that was the one win. But Doge didn't happen. Every promise that this administration's made, they haven't come through on. They failed us. They have let our generation down so hard. Why? So my grandfather's generation, my parents' generation can just keep raking in just their monetary value. They are sucking the system. And when it all does fail, property values, everything's going to go down. So is everybody's worth, the gold, silver, everything. It'll reset, but,
People aren't having children. People aren't having children because we live in an effing prison. And that's the reality. And some people have golden cells and nicer bars because they've been in there longer. That's the reality of where we're at. And it's that degradation that I've felt literally my entire life of just seeing my country, of which I love very much, very deeply, just take unforced error after unforced error after unforced error. That's because it's not an error. It's a system. It's a plan to kill us all. That's what all of this is. And here's the thing. We wouldn't need those military bases if we didn't have to project force to defend Israel, Ukraine, EU. That's what it's all about. And these are nations that try to drag us into world war. That's the reality.
I, I think you should, you know, I love hearing you on the show. Your point is so strong. I think you represent a lot of us that are like in our 30s and 40s. And I think you just kind of like understand the world from our perspective, even people in their 20s. I think you need to be on more. Your dad's amazing. I love him. But not like my dad could do the same. My dad could listen to me more on things. He's kind of boomer-esque, but you know, you have a solid take. You're awesome. And I love your dad. I'm never going to stop listening. But we need to stop trusting the establishment. Like, there's no reason to trust Vance. And stop pretending. Like, I used to love Roger Stone. But
let me come in really quick because we got 19 seconds left. Don't trust the plan because the plan is to kill you. Great call. Really appreciate it. The plan is to kill you. Don't trust the plan. We'll be right back with more callers, more news, more information. See you soon.
To fight for our sovereignty, to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot.
Well, I've said that the other day when I had you guys coming on. I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat. You're your own enemy. He does that to guests. It was like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, but didn't wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the global's going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs. That's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff. It brings in the key to sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
that. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff but doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Coming at you live, fourth hour, Alex Jones Network, Alex Jones Show, connected through a wide variety of mediums, Wi-Fi, internet, TV, radio, you name it. I got hundreds of thousands of people listening to me right now. Go ahead and throw that footage back up there. We got Netanyahu milling around in the swamp. Now, what is the swamp? It's referred to as D.C. Howard Lutnick, Hegseth, Scott Bessent, Marco Rubio with big ears so big. Look at those ears. He can detect alien life. They actually use him as at NASA to do that, by the way. Some people don't know that. This is the takeover of our country. The NDAA has been passed with sections 219 and section 619, merging our intelligence community and our military and defense industrial complex with Israel. They're going to have an executive agent who is above every department head at DOD, save Pete Hegseth, their Secretary of Defense, and then the president. They will commit to a once-a-year report to Congress, just once a year, where, you know, they'll present all information, but if it's a matter of national security, they don't have to give it to Congress. That's literally what the bill says. That's what was passed. It's going to pass the Senate because left, right, center, they own their ass. And President Trump will sign it. Netanyahu's here, the real president, the real owner of the country. I just want to say thank you, Netanyahu, for the air that I breathe. Thank you, Netanyahu, for the bed that I sleep in. Thank you, Netanyahu, for the roads that I travel on. Because if it was not for you and the 3,000-year-old nation state of Israel, which is somehow the same as the 78-year-old state that's younger than some of my grandparents, living grandparents, we wouldn't be able to exist or do anything in the U.S. Of course, that's why we have to go fight Iran. If we don't fight Iran, Israel won't do good. And if Israel doesn't do good, we're going to be cursed, right? That's what they say. Bless Israel, you'll be blessed. Curse Israel, you'll be cursed. Well, if a blessing is me getting drafted to go get blown up by an FPV drone or a child with an RPG or, you know, just an IRGC guy with the gun or whatever it's going to be, Lord have mercy. I don't want anyone to ever be involved in that scenario. Well, you know, it's justified because we got to defend the greater Israel project. I'm saying no to that. I'm saying hell no to that. We're all saying hell no to that. That is why I am live every single day. I want to have a future. I want to have children. I want to have a house. I want to have a country that I can be proud of, a country that reminds me of the place that I grew up in. And I just got to say, where's my country gone? So with that being said, I do want to plug, because here's the thing. We are independently funded here. This is a media operation outside of big tech, outside of big oligarchy, outside of big media. We rely on you. Other people, they do a show to sell a product or pimp a pill. We do a show, or we sell a product so that we can do a show, right? That's what makes us completely different versus everybody else. It's an independent funding model that depends 100% on you. If you think the reporting has been accurate, if you think it's been informative, if you think it's been a good use of your time, then you might as well go to thealexjonesstore.com. We have absolutely everything you could ever want and hope to need. We got water filtration. So amazing to say I'm a water filter merchant again. We got high quality Patriot apparel, Save the Frog shirts, bands, knives, survival gear, you name it. But I want to tell you guys about the Power Drive Bundle. Pretty much everybody knows, like, we're the I'm blue, abba-dee, abba-dye. Like, we're the methylene blue people, all right? That's the number one bestseller. It's got an over 80% reorder rate. It's got that for a reason. People love it, and they love getting our medical quality methylene blue. I made two supplements, a combined stack, a power drive bundle for you if you're already taking methylene blue, if you want to take it in the future, or if you just want to get incredible supplements that boost your mitochondrial output, mitochondrial health, exercise capacity, oxygen carrying capacity, testosterone, free testosterone, you name it. That is all found in something called the power drive bundle. And those two products are called Methyl Drive and Power Plant. What is Methyl Drive? Methyl Drive is CoQ10, PQQ, magnesium, and methylcobalamin. That means activated vitamin B12 for people that can't methylate it properly, right? That is everything you need to increase electron chain efficiency. That's what CoQ10 does for the mitochondria. Improve and increase mitochondrial biogenesis.
That means a healthy mitochondria, it'll replicate, or if an injured one will pair with a healthy one, they'll share DNA and heal each other. That is the science of CoQ10. That is the science of PQQ. Top-rated supplements, top formulators. We have it for you. Ultimate methyl drive with the magnesium to boost over 300 enzymatic processes throughout the body, with the methylcobalamin to aid in methylation support, which also helps with redox, helps with methylene blue. What is methylene blue? Really quick, I'll break it down. Methylene blue is a small molecule, nitrogen, 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 sulfur, chlorine. The chlorine group is what gives it its medical dye property. That's why they use it for that. The sulfur donates an electron to your mitochondrial process, speeding you up through the Krebs cycle from stage one, where you make superoxide, into stage four, the cleanup phase, also known as oxidative phosphorylation. Basically, it supercharges your metabolism to do what it should do already to an even higher potency, higher extent. Of course, talk to a doctor, do your own research. I'm not making medical claims here. But when you look at these products, when you look at methyl drive and power plant specifically, if you're an older person and you start taking methyl drive, it's anecdotal. I just keep hearing examples of people that call in and tell me it's amazing. If you're somebody looking for exercise support, energy support, maybe fixing your testosterone, stuff like that, maybe you know that you're deficient in these vitamins, minerals, things like boron, zinc, selenium that are really depleted in our environment. And the studies show if you are even mildly deficient in any one of these ingredients that's found in these formulas, the power plant product specifically, it's going to massively jack up either your testosterone, free testosterone, probably both. Of course, it's not a medical claim, but go ask Google Scholar, go on PubMed, ask the AI, whatever. I think that's a little bit lazy. Go read the studies for yourself about what these things do. What is in power plant? Rhodiola rosea, golden root, the thing Vikings chewed on the boats when they were going to raid people. What does that do? It boosts dopamine, norepinephrine. It's also the adaptogen that the Russians studied specifically for sports enhancement. You can go read the USSR documents about rhodiola rosea. This is something they use subjectively to increase exercise tolerance. That's what they said. I'm not saying that, but you can go read their messages for yourself. You can also take that combined in the same product with cordyceps mushroom, known to boost mitochondrial output, increase ATP, boost VO2 max, and increase oxygen carrying capacity. That's just what the studies say. That's what the studies say about it. That's why I'm saying it now. Of course, talk to your doctor, talk to your physician. These are very, very powerful blends, and they're blends that you need. I made Power Plant. It's not a one-to-one comparison, because like something like Supermail, the way that Supermail Vitality worked is it's a bunch of like LH mimetic herbs, and that will raise your testosterone. But you know, like there could be a diminished return later, and a lot of people understand that mechanism, know about it. This stuff literally just supercharges your natural efficiency by making sure you have the correct minerals and the correct ratio and the correct form that you need to boost testosterone and free testosterone if you are deficient, which most people are. That's why testosterone levels are so low in the West. But I've got that. I've got the Power Plant. I've got the methyl drive, and I've got the methylene blue all together for you in the power drive bundle. We've got so many other amazing things as well. We've got the sale on the ultimate power pre-workout, got the sale on the methylene red capsules, but I really do want to encourage you, just go look up these formulas for yourself. I know my dad says that all the time. I think he does good ads, but here's the thing. I just explained to you kind of, you know, just like a little bit beneath the surface of the iceberg, like some of the mechanisms of action that we're talking about here. Ask the computer about the mechanism of action for each ingredient in every single formula that I design. You're going to be amazed. You're going to say, this is incredible. How come I didn't know about this before? And this is why it's so hilarious to me. People go, you're grifters, you sell supplements, can't do that. But then they'll have a podcast where they read a code for a greens powder and they make 7%. We make 100% because it all goes back into the operation. And if you want to be a part of that, that true 360 win, that law of equivalent exchange, then I want you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. I want you to check out that power drive bundle. And if you're already taking methylene blue, that is the choice for you. But I want to get back to callers on the board, talking to people about the war, geopolitics, theory, futurism, and so much more. Let's go to Dave in FEMA Region 9. Dave, you're on the air.
Thanks so much, Rex. Appreciate the opportunity. If I could start, I'd like to hitch onto what you said. So every day my regimen, trifecta, iodine, methylene blue, methylene red, turmeric, life force, creatine. I drink hydration formula throughout the day. So I appreciate your guys' products.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Of course, yeah. But proud. Unfortunately, I was a VIP member in the past. I'm only able to work part-time. The job market sucks in Phoenix, but
any support is incredible.
Your sponsors.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you for sponsoring us and allowing us to do what we do. We can't do it without you. For real.
Yeah, and I'm happy to support one of your sponsors, too. I went with Kirk Elliott back in 2024. So he's been amazing too. He definitely has the best program because I got burned by one of the big name ones back in 2020, and I still haven't recovered from the damage they did.
Damn.
So you guys definitely have the best partnerships. Proud member. I've probably bought 60 coins for my crew. One thing you guys mentioned today earlier in the broadcast that I have to have a slight disagreement, that this is not currently a kinetic war. And I think it is a kinetic war through the biomedical industry. If you think back to when President Biden puppet administration let in 20, 40, 10 illegal alien invaders, what came through with them was fentanyl. During the years 2021 through 2025, we lost 300 American citizens daily, 100,000 a year to CCP fentanyl poisoning. So I predicted this. I'm not as prescient as you or your father, but on my Twix account under PSU underscore SIGEP, you'll see my pin post, Operation Chaos. Now, the date of this was Flag Day 2020. Operation Chaos, culture war will morph into a civil war if we allow it to continue. The leftists crave delegitimization of our institutions, divide the families, erase culture, limit speech, curtail thoughts. In quotes, 1984 Orwell, the plan is all public knowledge and the government will not stand for we the citizens. So as you guys highlight, this is a Marxist plan and it's been in place not for years nor decades, but generations. And it's all been run by the State Department. You're right. It's the deep state. Right. And unfortunately, I think President Trump is doing the best job he can. He can't, using the rudder on that Titanic, turn the ship around. And I'm not sure how he doesn't get Ratcliffe and J.D. Vance in a room and say, you know what? The CIA needs to turn this stuff over today by 5 p.m. In addition, I think J.D. Vance is a collaborationist with the deep state because he could walk over to the Senate, and I know he knows the path because he was a senator, and take the gavel from leaderless John Thune and get everything done we need done in an hour.
Very true.
And that would be pretty simple.
People have talked about that. Go into that a little bit more. That's a key point. He can go do that anytime he wants. Break that down.
I've been screaming this on every media broadcast I can get on for over a year. The first thing he does is he goes over, he takes the gavel. The first thing he does is he says, okay, we're going to suspend regular order. Now, that regular order, in air quotes, is no big deal because they do it every time they do a CR, which they've done for 30 years. So what they do is they just suspend the rules of the Senate. No big deal. The next thing he does is he says, okay, I'm going to fire the parliamentarian. The parliamentarian is Harry Reid's baggage from the Obama days. Why is leaderless John Thune letting the parliamentarian sit in her chair? Because he wants cover. The next thing he does is he calls the question on leaderless John Thune. It takes five GOP senators to call the question of his leadership, 27 to remove him, and have a new vote. That's pretty easy, right? All straightforward stuff. The next thing he does is he calls the Save America Act to the floor. Now, since we're out, the next thing he does is he abolishes the filibuster. It's a rule in the Senate. It's not in the Constitution. We could do that with a simple majority vote, right? And he breaks all ties. So he needs 50 votes. I'm going to assume Mitch McChina is not going to show up, right? So we have 52 Republican senators. So if three of them wandered off the reservation, at least we'd know before primaries are all set and before the general election. So that's clarity as well. Then the next thing he does is, after he does that, he calls a Save America vote. Again, regular order is the rule of the day. We need 50 votes, and he would break a tie as the president of the Senate. And then the last thing he does, this is probably the most consequential, and people lose sight of it. He gavels out the Senate for a full recess. President Trump is the only president in our history, I believe, in 250 years, or at least in recent times, that has never had a recess appointment. This is the sixth year of his administration. So I understand when people say President Trump's doing the wrong thing. A lot of the stuff that he's trying to combat is in the legislative branch, and there are ways around it, but he needs J.D. Vance to pull up his bootstraps and get it done. I call the White House every single day. 202-456-1414. I leave a message for President Trump to encourage/force the Senate of the President's Senate, J.D. Vance as vice president, to go to the Senate and take the gavel. We're burning daylight. Thanks for letting me ramble, Rex. I appreciate you.
Good points. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Chris in Tennessee. Chris in Tennessee, you're about to be on the air. How are you doing?
Hey, Rex. I'm doing good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing phenomenal.
Yeah, man. So I've got a bit of a unique perspective, probably something you've never heard on the show before. I've listened to your dad since 2011 when I discovered him. And I am actually a almost totally blind individual.
Wow.
I'm the father of three beautiful children. I'm very interested in this. And in the blind community, which I'm a part of, unfortunately, it's incredibly left-leaning due to a lot of government assistance, because most blind people are unemployed and living on government assistance. That's extremely common. And they're very, very interested in technology. So I actually agree with you on a lot of where you stand, from what I can tell, even where you differ from your dad. But I'm not 100% resistant to technology, because it makes my day easier, right? Because
sure,
there's some things that are very helpful to a blind person, right? But the flip side of that is reliance on it. But I didn't really call to talk about that. I just kind of wanted to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee, and right now there's a mayoral race going on for the Knox County area, which is where Glenn Jacobs has been in control for the last, I guess, 8-ish years. He was actually on your dad's show years and years ago. He interviewed him, the wrestler Kane, if you're not familiar.
Right.
Anyway, he's our mayor now. Been a great mayor.
He banned the flock cameras, right? He's banning the flock cameras.
That's what I'm getting at. So here's the thing. From what I heard, is he signed to have them put in, right? And then he publicly comes out and states that we need to do something about them. So it's really, I don't understand exactly where he stands on it, because from where he has traditionally stood, he's very pro freedom, right?
Right.
And I've always liked Glenn Jacobs, but this has been very, very perplexing to me. But there is a local Facebook page that is big on exposing Flock and Axon and things like that. And the biggest thing that I think people need to realize, and it's something I want to draw attention to, that everybody really needs to focus on their local stuff way more than this big national circus we have going on, because it's just a circus, man. It's professional wrestling, which is what's funny that we have Kane as our mayor. But yeah, it's professional wrestling in Washington, and unfortunately, we all have to pay the price, because we get put into these wars we don't want to be in, all this sort of stuff. But the reality is, have you ever heard of a book called The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate?
I have not.
So it's written by a Lutheran pastor. It's about 100 pages long. It's not long at all. But with that doctrine, it shows you how much more control you have. Like, for instance, and everybody should know this, if you're – whatever law they pass in Washington, if you're – or even in your state legislature, if your local sheriff and mayor don't implement it, it doesn't really matter. So your local government matters so much, and we have a very, very, very communist friendly candidate running on the Democrat side for mayor. He's like, they found his Goodreads account. He's subscribed to the DSA. He actually 6 years ago went to Venezuela and marched for Maduro, and in fact a hammer and sickle shirt to wear while he marched. Of course, he said he was down there supporting the labor. And I'm like, he's not supporting labor wearing a hammer and sickle shirt. He's clearly a communist. Anyway, I wanted to kind of say that to everybody, to really bring that focus. Like, think local, man. Local matters so much. We've been a bastion of freedom for the most part. This flock camera stuff is really, really frustrating me, because it is a surveillance system. That's what it is, and it will absolutely surveil you. And this local Facebook page has been very, very good. I got to give them credit. Very, very good about calling it out. They're pulling all kinds of documents. The Knox County Sheriff's Office has declined. At first, we're gonna have a big meeting about it, and they declined to have the meeting last minute. Of course they did, because that's what they do. There's so little trust for anything establishment anymore. I agree with you. I think Trump is the Trojan horse, man. I was a Trump guy years ago. I actually was bothered for a long time that InfoWars would not call him out. I'm happy to see it now. I really am. I'm happy to see it now. It's really good, because your dad opened up a lot of doors for a lot of people. So, I'll yield my time. I just wanted to share that, and I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
All right. Thank you for your call. I appreciate that. To everyone else on the board, to Steve, Troy, Jefferson, Tim, I'm sorry I can't get to you today, but I want to close out here with 5 minutes. I just want to talk about the state of our world right now. We are in an unprecedented era of danger. And those who would tell you that you were still safe, that you were still fine, that everything is fine, buttercup, it's all going to be good. Those are people, whether wittingly or unwittingly, it's Talon's razor. I don't want to attribute to malevolence what can be attributed to stupidity. And it is pure stupidity and ignorance that leads to us, or leads to people supporting the policies that will get us all executed in either nuclear war, or technocracy, or mass famine, or, you know, World War III, Civil War, whatever you want to say. Those people are, whether they know it or not, like I'm saying, I'm trying to be very careful here, those people are your enemy. They're my enemy. They're the enemy of everyone in this country that wants to live peacefully and have what's promised in our Constitution, which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We don't have much life here. We kill 63 million babies. And that's abortion. I want to do more pro-life stuff. I want to talk about that tomorrow specifically, and I will. I'll probably even take calls on that. You have to understand, we're paying the price for some of the stuff that we've done. And, you know, I love America, and I consider America to be the greatest country in the world, but, you know, for a very long time, we've done a lot of really great evil. You know, we've killed 38 million people since the 70s with our sanctions. Like I just said, it's like 67 million babies that have been aborted in the U.S. If you look at all the wars and the direct death, I mean, we're talking about Afghanistan, Iraq, Ukraine, millions dead, millions of war casualties, not even counting our own troops who come home and kill themselves, more deaths from suicide than in the wars because of what they have to do and what they have to see. All of this stuff doesn't benefit the American people. It doesn't benefit you sitting at home, and it's not what you voted for. It's not what you wanted. Don't let them psyop you into believing it's okay. I see the Rick and Morty memes that Trump posts are really, really disgusting, that they think they can joke at a time like this where four Americans just died in the Middle East for a war manufactured by Israel. And then, even worse than that, people have the nerve, our government and the major media figures have the nerve to say that it's still not a war. I want you to go talk to the families. Like I said, go be a notifier. Go join the army. Go join whatever branch of government. And I bet it really hurts people that are actually noble and have to serve and have to go notify, hey, you know, mother of the dead woman, mother of the dead soldier, mother of the dead Marine. Hey, you know, your child died so that we could have, you know, this greater Israel in the Levant. And it's a good thing because Israel's our greatest ally and we're going to fight China with them and we have to do it. Yeah, go knock on their door. Go tell them that. You know, maybe some of them are so psyoped and co-opted, they'll believe you. And you're really down with the sickness then. And that's where we are. That's where we are as a society. The things that I say right here, these aren't controversial things. These are noble things to say. These are things I have to say. I'm compelled to say them. I'm compelled to tell the truth. And everyone that denies the reality of these conflicts, and even more so, everyone that denies that Epstein is a pedophile, there's a whole community of them. I call it Epstein Apologetics, led by Michael Tracy. These people are demons, man. That's all I can say. It's a demonic energy. It's a demonic force, because how can you ignore the destruction of your own country and the complete rejection of the policies that Americans voted for? Trump won the popular vote on a no new wars, domestic prosperity, cheap energy American policy. Where are we now? Can you explain to me how, oh, we got to win in the midterm. We're going to beat the Democrat. Well, what happens if we win? You know, Trump said you'll get tired of winning. I think that's his most prophetic statement. What is winning? Is winning reneging on every single policy you promised to the American people and taking them to total war? And then if they don't vote for you in the midterms, they don't support you in the midterms, they're a Democrat? It reminds me of when I was watching Sean Hannity on TV with my grandparents. And Sean Hannity said, or not Sean Hannity, forgive me, I don't want to slander anybody. When it went to break on Sean Hannity's show, they show an ad for the data center. And they say, if you don't support the data center, then you are a Democrat. So if I'm going to the midterm polls, going to be a voter in the midterm elections, and I'm told that if I don't support the data centers, that I'm a Democrat, if I don't support the wars, that I'm a Democrat, if I don't support Americans coming home in effing coffins, I'm a Democrat, then I'm just not going to vote. Because you insult me over and over and over again, and even more than that, you hold over my head the threat of the Democrats. Andrew Wilson says, they're pure evil, they're pure evil. You want the Democrats to come back? You're creating the system for them to resurge in power. Like, problem, reaction, solution. That's what all of this is. Trump tanks economic recovery, takes us to total war, preps the draft, and then the Democrats win because they have campaign ads to run of people, American soldiers coming home in coffins. It's not because we're here on the network complaining about this stuff, trying to raise attention, trying to bring back peace. It's not our fault for actually holding to the values that we had 2 years ago, 20 years ago, hell, 32 years ago with my dad. It is the people that have sold us out that have paved the road to hell. So I'll be back with you tomorrow. I got banger interviews all week. I got Gavin McGinnis tomorrow. I got Monty Fritz. I got James Fishback. Thursday, I got Joe Kent, Andrew Wilson, so many more amazing guests, especially on Friday. Stay tuned. Rex Jones News with the Z on Twitter. Follow me there. I love you to death.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you, Meta, Facebook is watching you, Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.